Shut up, dude. Hey, girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to shut up. You're the coward sitting in your mommy's fucking basement. You're afraid phone calling a man, a true man,
hello?
That you cannot get test with.
Why won't you let the
you're
little girl
fucking, you're a failed experiment of a fucking, you're a failed experiment. What are you? What are you? Tell me. Hey, you know my name. You know where I live. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Here. Tell me any of your names. And where are you from? Where are you? What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Joe Mom.
Crystal? My name is Crystal.
Uh-huh. Where are you from, Crystal? Yeah.
Compton.
Compton. Where's Compton, man?
In Los Angeles, California.
Wait, yeah, okay. What suburb of Los Angeles? I know L.A. very well.
Yeah, cool. I'm calling off the Justin Bieber tickets. You
you don't know Los Angeles, because I know Los Angeles. I've got in Chino and Ontario. Tell me the suburbs that content comes through, because you don't know it. You watch TV, and you fucking try to betray something because you're so guilty. You're so rebelling against your white fucking parents. You're so pathetic. You really truly are.
I'm pathetic?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here next to my wife. I got four kids in bed. Yet you're sitting around a bunch of fucking grown douchebags and prank phone call a guy you don't even know. So who's pathetic? You called me. You called me. You guys called me. So who's pathetic?
No, I'm
who's
not.
Who's pathetic?
Not
I'm not going to listen to your bullshit. You called me.
You're right.
And who's pathetic? Who's pathetic?
Could you have those Justin Bieber tickets or not? If you posted me on Craigslist.
I never posted shit on Craigslist, motherfucker. And you know that.
No, motherfucker, your phone number posted on Craigslist. How do you think I
Well, got yeah, and your Tommy bitch's brothers did that likewise. I never, at one point in time or another, ever posted my number on Craigslist. I never did that.
You're drunk as fuck.
Okay, yeah, I'm an ignorant fuck. Okay, cool. Cool. Yeah, you called me. Did I call you? You called me.
You're still here talking to me, bro.
That's what, dude. Did it matter? You know, you find my letter on Craigslist, okay? So you would call any number on Craigslist, okay?
Your number is
so, Tommy.
Justin Bieber tickets. Should I sue you for false advertisement?
Oh, go. I don't give a fuck because I didn't do it. Go ahead. I never posted a fucking number on Facebook anytime. This is my fucking cell phone number, Kurt, to where I've never, not one any time. Yeah, I got my wife sitting next to me, and, I had kids here. I have a wife. I'm not a bunch of losers sitting in a fucking, sitting there. You're not even part of a frat. You're sitting in a dorm room, you're looking for shit to, fill your time. Because you can't go out in regular society and fucking define a life for yourself. Why is your wife focused on calling a Nazi drunk in the middle of the night? I'm the loser, okay? You call me up, waking me up in the middle of the night. Yeah, I'm the loser, right? Yeah, you're the smart one, right?
Yeah, have a good night.
Yeah. Yeah, you got shit to say.
Fuck you, Ray.
Have a good night.
Hello?
waiting.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
How do you
get
some of that little girl?
Bessie, what little girl? I said it's true.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Are you the one giving the tickets away?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson tickets?
He hung up. No, we're not giving any away. We're calling him back. Oh, fucking beer went through my nose, dude. It fucking burned.
That was the best fucking intro to our show. I'm fucking
did you record it? Please tell me you recorded it.
I got 6 minutes of it. Like, right when you connected them to, I started recording.
My fucking my nose is burning, but it's so hilarious.
That was fucking good, dude. You're fucking awesome. That was hilarious.
He's on the phone again.
Well,
Race Riven, you suck.
Yes, ladies.
Hello.
Yeah, yes, ladies.
Are you still giving away Michael Jackson tickets, or are they gone?
Do what?
Do you have Michael Jackson tickets that you give away?
Is that your extent of bullshit?
No, I just found this on Craigslist, Michael Jackson tickets you said to give away.
Really? Well, I have kids, you know, and I'm yeah, I have a wife. What do you have? What do you have? Tell me. Tell me what do you have.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Do you still have Michael Jackson tickets to give away?
Really, dude? Are you fucking kidding me? You're calling for the same commie number, same commie time. Do you really think I'm that stupid to you respond to bullshit? Yeah, okay. Let me take a second to guess this. You have a bunch of, college, I wouldn't say major university guys. I would say mostly state guys, state university guys that can never make it part of a frat, that you have nothing better to do with their time than make, because either they were weak or they wasn't a part of anything. So a bunch of white, men way more superior than them. Told them to go fuck themselves. So they have an anti-white mentality, just like their parents did, because they were raised in suburban, very rich societies. Am I wrong? Yeah. Tell me if I'm wrong.
So they put your number on Craigslist just to screw with you?
Oh, well, you twist that, okay? Nobody has ever put my number on Craigslist, okay? I never did, okay?
Somebody else did, okay?
Do you realize that I trace most IPs from phone calls? I do every turn, okay? Most of you are calling from Google IPs. Most of you are calling from Google voicemails. But do you realize that through Google voicemail IPs, we could trace that beyond that. And I've been involved in this for 15 years, okay?
Okay,
15
goodbye,
years.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you.
Ah, fuck me, huh? Got an old man playing games. You do realize I know where you're calling from by
where
now, right?
Where am I calling from? You name the state, then I'll never call you again.
I already know.
You name one of our states and we'll never call you again, I guarantee it. There's five of them.
One of them is Wisconsin.
That is
incredible. One of them is Wisconsin.
There's not one of us from Wisconsin. You fell, sir, at life.
Oh, tell me where we come from. You come from Illinois.
None of us is near that. See, you fell and your threats are invalid and everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to tell you what I know, okay? Because what I know as being forwarded elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do you like anal?
Nah, yeah, sure. Yeah, you like a dick in your ass?
I'm a fucking cunt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's a slut, too.
Cool.
Yeah, she likes getting a train ran on her.
Cool. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a neat story, ain't it?
Yeah.
Wanna watch?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I was a feeling it when I know it doesn't bother me. Because what cowards say don't bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you
because you don't have anything. You don't have anything. You don't have one fucking little soft grape in your sack to meet me face to face. I've been doing fucking comedies for 20 years. I've been doing your types for 20 years. I've been doing the prank phone calls for 20 fucking years.
Prank calls? Nobody's doing pranks.
Yeah, you're just so hilarious, man.
Oh, yeah. You're calling somebody else, right?
Nope.
Hello?
Hello? Who are we prank phone calling now?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Rex's driver, and he wants to speak to you about the Watt race.
So you're prank phone calling the old people in the middle of the night, and doing this. You do realize I'm beyond Trace the Google voicemail, okay? Whoever this woke up, you have a bunch of anti-white fucking people. Just want to stir your bullshit, okay? I'm sorry for waking you up. We got to bed.
Nope.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, hello. Now all of a sudden there's a woman. Oh, the same woman. Oh, I recognize her voice. Oh, well, yeah, that's the princess of the commies.
Hello.
Oh, nothing to say. I'm waiting for something that changes my opinion. I'm waiting for something intellectual other than how they're going to rape my wife, kill my kids, and the same bullshit I heard last half an hour. And yet they do not have the one iota.
You're fucking retarded.
You just said my wife's a cunt. Right?
He's lying.
And then you're going to rape my wife.
We never said we're going to rape your wife. You're fucking stupid. We don't want your wife for one
minute. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what my wife looks like?
She has no teeth, for one.
Oh, really? No, she does. Yeah, do you even know what I look like?
Dude, you know this guy's smoking some good shards.
Yeah.
Are you smoking shards, dude?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me ask you guys something. Here, just hold on.
I got to go meth lab and everything.
Hold on. Well, you can't calm yourself. You cannot handle the truth for a second.
What, that you're a racist meth head wannabe reverend?
Okay. Say whatever you got to say. Okay.
All right.
So, guess what? Douchebags. You called me.
He called us douchebags.
Bill, you called me. Okay? Yeah, I'm sitting here and I have a house, three acres of land. No. I never called you.
The Justin Bieber
thing. I never called you. Okay? You called me. I have a house. Four kids. I'm married. I have a wife.
You live in a shack.
What do you have?
A shack.
Your life consists of prank phone call Nazis in the middle of the night with your fucking douchebag fucking friends on fucking on Skype.
That's what
okay?
It does. We're not on Skype.
Oh, okay. So you're right next to each other, right?
Yeah.
That makes it worse.
Yeah, we're all on Google Voice.
That really makes it worse.
Well, we
that
have
means...
a girl here apparently, so.
Oh, okay. So two guys and one girl. Okay.
No, four
hey,
guys
cool.
and one girl.
Oh, four girls and one girl. Hey, that makes it worse. That makes it worse. That makes three of you so fucking pathetic you can't get your own girl.
No, we don't need an old girl. We just share her.
Well, hey. Well, your ethics are better than mine then, apparently.
She's our whole. She just does whatever we need. She's there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sure you're proud of that.
We are proud of them. It's 2013.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't okay.
Yeah, but I'm a bad guy.
We're
yeah, all of you pass off, and every time you kiss, you're sucking each other's dicks.
No,
yeah,
we're
okay. What's wrong with that? What's
we're
wrong with each other's
to you.
Blowies?
So you're just...
We don't call them blowjobs. We call them blowies.
Honestly... Yeah, this is not intimidating of me in any way. Okay,
we don't.
This is not.
Trying.
You know what? Look. It's not threatening me.
I don't.
Ladies, you are not telling me anything I haven't heard before.
We know.
Okay. I've been involved in this for 16 fucking years. Okay.
You know what I'm saying.
So are you trying to justify yourself in some way or the other?
Do you have the tickets or no?
You know my home address. You know my home address. You know my phone number.
Well,
no one cares, man. Like, we just like have a...
It's easy to talk shit over the phone.
Do you wear a tinfoil hat?
It's easy to talk shit over the phone. Put all your balls together.
This
okay.
guy thinks telemarketers are after him, probably. He's one of those paranoid types, smoking shards.
No.
You have my home address. 1233 Holiday Drive, Bloomington, Illinois.
It's www.smokingshards.net.
Are you Mel Gibson in that one?
You're shards, okay? Let's go back to 2003 when I was fucking, you know, Maggie and Maggie Basham. That was the leader of the Sharks in Chicago. When I was fucking his mom.
Talking about what the fuck?
I was fucking the leader of Sharks in Chicago. I was fucking his mom.
That's awesome. Wow, that's cool. Dude.
Are you?
I did. I can prove it. I got pictures of bitches.
Let me say something, dude.
Go ahead.
Hey, let me say something. You're like Mel Gibson in Conspiracy. Like you have newspapers stacked up.
Hey. Okay. You know my name. Do I know your name?
Yeah, mine's Dwight Eisenhower, and he's Teddy Roosevelt.
We got Bill Clinton on the line.
Yeah. When you lay your head down at night, do you enjoy the fact you're a coward?
I sleep quite peacefully. But where were we?
You sleep peaceful and knowing you're a coward.
Was that biker guy's mom, was she a MILF? Or was she like some like wretched old bitch or something?
Oh, no, the bitch would suck my fucking ear. She sucked my dick through a coffee straw.
No, he had... Dude, this guy has no teeth. You can tell from the way he's talking, honestly.
Yeah, no, you can hear his gums slapping around.
Yeah, they're caved in.
Be honest. We're going to be honest. Tell me your name.
It's John Crow.
John Crow. Okay, like John Doe. What are you, dumbass?
No, it's really...
At least be a little bit more fucking originated.
My name is
okay.
Jim Crow. My name is Jim Crow.
Jim Crow. Oh, wow.
My name's Jim Beam.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're a bunch of fucking college douchebags that playing fucking games. You have nothing going on in your life. You got one pathetic fucking... I would imagine a fat, you know, low in self-esteem woman amongst you that you're probably all taking it to.
Oh, dude,
and
you
have nothing else going on in your life. So my life, I'm so bad, but yet you are so better, right? Tell me how you are better.
Is your wife and kids still sitting next to you? Have they been hearing all this?
No, my wife's sitting next to me, and, you know, yeah, she is.
No, his family's probably like, oh, here he goes again, Red.
Did I call your family?
Yeah, to go ahead and get that there.
It's probably like, we got to lock ourselves in the closet and get it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, think about this.
Hey,
what are you doing with your life? I'm stupid. Yeah, you're prank phone calling me.
We're not calling you.
So who is the bad guy here?
You. Just shut up for a minute. Put the woman on.
I gotta get a shut up. You know what? Grow a set of testicles. Meet me face to face and tell me to shut up.
Put your cunt of a wife on.
I'm not gonna put my, you know, no fucking way.
Tell her to roll over from her fatness and talk to us.
Mm-hmm. My fatness, my wife weighs 105 pounds.
Yeah, it's all the math, I'm sure, but she used to weigh 400. Now let me.
Oh, okay. Keep on telling yourself that. See, I'm not bothered by what you say, because everything you say is a lie.
I think you're getting
everything
pretty mad.
What you say is a bullshit. Your whole lie, you know, your whole life is a lie.
Okay.
Isn't it?
We're still a con at the end of the day.
Oh, cool. Cool. If that's what justifies your lies, if that's what justifies your lies in your comedy, how about it?
That's all, folks.
Cool.
Yeah, you were stuttering and we didn't know what happened.
That make you feel better?
That hit deep on him.
Does that make you feel better?
Does that make you feel better?
No, not in any way. I'm pretty numb to commies.
Yeah, I love what he calls us communists. I love that. That's my favorite part.
Oh, you're a complete communist. You were all Democrats. I'll put $100 for that.
I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Ron-Paulian.
Oh, well, same difference.
No, it ain't. Ron Paul is above the normal limit.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I know one thing. You'll never meet anybody face-to-face.
I'll meet you. I'll meet you right now. Where do you...
Come on.
Okay,
come on. 1233.
No,
1233
no,
holiday.
What's near you?
Anything.
Meet me at Harvey's.
Tell me one. Tell me one thing.
Meet me at McDonald's. I know you got one of them. You can't live without that.
Ah, yes, I'd be down there. Because when you lay your head down at night, you got to be high, right?
What's that?
You got to be high, right?
Fucking.
Let me guess. You have to be high, right?
I wish I was high, but no, I'm not.
But I guarantee you, you can't sleep until you're high, right?
No, I haven't been high in a week now.
Oh, you got to be drunk or high.
Drunk? That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, other
than staying well with yourself.
I'm gonna let you talk to my friend. He's gonna rip you an asshole. Here he is.
Okay.
Hello.
Are you the next person prank phone calling me?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I'm sorry. Somebody prank called you on Craigslist?
Apparently, your cowardly friend, they had nothing else to say, passed the phone on to you.
Yeah, I'm calling about the ticket for Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift.
Do what?
Yeah, do you have
speak up, son. Speak up.
Hello, yeah, I'm calling about the ticket for Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift.
You take the dick out of your mouth. You're too drunk. Speak clearly so I can understand you.
Yeah, I'm calling about the tickets for Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift.
I hear I'm talking about you. Speak clearly, okay? Don't back up your fucking friends, dude. All right, they're sending you off, and if you want to be a part of their fucking nonsense, I already know where the calls come from. So I'm waiting for your buddy. I'm waiting for your buddy. I'm waiting for your buddy.
Fuck with you here.
Okay. Passing you around. This is probably a what?
Hey, you know you're really mad. I can tell. What's going on?
I'm not mad. You know what? I'm amused. Is what I am.
You're what?
I'm amused because my home address, I've given it, and my name, I've given it. So I'm amused by towers.
Well, I'm calling. I'm just taking a survey. Would you mind asking?
So every one of you that calls me, I see coward after coward after coward after coward.
Well, really, who's the coward?
After coward.
Well, really,
tell me one person. Tell me where you're from. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Wichita, Kansas, and I am calling from Colorado.
You're from Wichita, Kansas, and you're calling from Colorado.
Yeah, see? So, really, who's the coward here? I mean,
you want to hear? 1233 Holiday Drive. Okay, I'll give you my home address. Okay, you're from Colorado? We have chapters in Colorado. We have two chapters in Colorado. One off the Fort Carson fucking military base. Shut up. Shut me up. Shut me up, bitch. Shut me up.
All right,
Grow a set of testicles and shut me up, you coward. Everything you have besides you is a two set of peanuts, okay, with a skin set. You are a fucking coward bitch because you and your buddies want to prank phone call somebody.
I just hear a bunch of whining, sir.
You don't have, hey, look, we have a chapter in Denver. Go to downtown Denver. I will put you in contact with our guys. Right now. You're in Colorado? Go to downtown Denver right now. Grow a set of testicles and go there right now.
Sir, I can't drive. I'm only...
Okay. You can't? Okay, we could do a conference call with them right now, and they will meet you right now.
All right, so can you give me their number, sir?
Huh?
I said, can you give me their number, you deaf piece of shit?
Oh, so you can prank call them? And still be a cowardly bitch? No, and prank phone calling them, because that's your life.
Yeah, right. It is what it is.
Right. Oh, God, that's so fucking sad. You and your buddies, you stew in your cowardice, okay? When you go to bed at night, I want you to think about this, that you're too much of a coward to meet a man face-to-face. Good night.
Night then? Hello?
Yeah, we'll call him back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, he was mad.
I was using reason.
Oh, God, really? Wow.
Yeah, really.
You can't go until we say we're your commander.
Hi, I'm a loser. I'm a Nazi. Blah, blah, blah. You're fucking...
You're a Nazi?
What are you...
Dude, that's not cool, man. Wow. Wow.
Last warning. Stop calling me.
It's his warning.
Stop calling me.
He's going to get us. All of us. He's going to send out hit squads.
Racist Reverend.
One more time, yes or no?
Live on Prankstation Radio,
no,
you guys.
That was me.
You scared
We're live
of
right
him?
Now.
You scared
That's
of him?
That's when they call him negative. Yeah, I'm only 14. I don't want to get in trouble.
This is the one, right? This is the one?
Yeah, this is the one.
Chat. Yeah, dude, what's up? Thanks for calling in, bro. That was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to him for a minute.
Sorry, I couldn't stick it out.
Oh, just no worries, bro. Hey, everybody, we're live right now. That was the 26-minute intro with the racist reverend. We were crossing him with random Craigslist people. That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we're live. This is June 16th. It's Sunday morning, I guess. It's late, but we're trying to get some more people in here. We want to do some more pranks. So stick around.
I don't know. I'm not that worried about him, honestly.
Let's take some call-ins for a little bit or call some people back that security has.
I guess this guy did. You can talk, D12. Why are you always tapping?
I didn't want to talk over Dozer.
That's all good.
Yeah, I just looked him up, I guess. He did 4 years in prison.
Oh, link his stuff. I want to see what he looks like.
Well, I want to say welcome to Tundra. He's a new listener. He just registered like 2 seconds ago. Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Man. You got his picture, Nick?
I'm working on it.
I bet he looks ridiculous. He's going to get us, and he's going to...
You know he lives in the shack. He has a meth lab. He smokes shards. Like, that's all true. That's true.
Oh, he's definitely on something.
He was on the tangent there.
Who's up at 1 in the morning, randomly, if he's not smoking shards and he's that old?
SmokingShards.net. Yourmic.com/...
Hold on, I got a call. Hello?
Hi. I'm calling about the Justin Bieber tickets.
Yes.
Did
you not just see the news?
Say that again?
Yeah, I have him, but did you not see the news? He just got shot.
You have them, but what?
He just got shot. Did you not see the news? Bieber got killed in a drive-by.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it just happened like 10 minutes ago. I was sitting up watching the news.
You're kidding, right?
No, do you still want him? He's dead, but you can have him. Cut the news on.
Alrighty. Okay, thank you.
She was so fucking shocked. Oh man, that was funny. She was so shocked.
Everybody acts like they're gonna die if he dies.
I know.
She's gonna go tell her kids, you can't go to Bieber, he's dead.
No, we don't tell them. We, you know, we can leave it up to them to find out.
Sometimes we do if it's something retardedly illegal.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
There's a picture of him.
Oh.
I gotta call him back just to say we know what he looks like now. Come on.
Nah, dude, I don't know. I don't like fucking with that guy. I mean, yeah, I guess whatever. You're hosting. You call.
What? What is he gonna... You act like he's gonna trace her, bitch.
Actually, yeah, never mind. This guy's a retard. He doesn't have any sophisticated equipment
here,
or anything.
Tell him this is his date of birth.
He's just gonna start shouting his address.
Go get him, bro! Go get him! He wants to see his picture in the chat. Put one.
Yeah, if you want to see this guy's fucking picture, bro, what?
Okay, we're going to do it. You got a tattoo on your neck, don't you? Your left side of your neck. Words, that means your odds.
You're just going to start shouting his address. Like, seriously, what? If
yeah,
he does
5'9".
Yes,
hey, we got a picture of you now. You got words on the left side of your neck, and your birthday's in that 1980.
No.
Yeah, you do. We know you.
I know it. That's 1488 on the other side of my neck.
Yeah, we know. We see it. We see you right now. Satellite.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking through the
window. I know the picture. Hey, give me your number. I'll give you a current picture.
Yeah, we got it right now. We're looking at it. We're looking at your picture, dude.
Which picture?
We got your landlord's number. Hold on.
Go ahead, A.D. Reynolds.
Is no, 847?
You're looking at that's Bogda. Okay. You're looking at a Southside ARA. They ain't had racist action. Do you want my current? You know, I haven't lived there for 4 years. Tell you how dumb you are. I haven't lived there for 4 years.
Yeah. What's wrong? Oh, you said we didn't have your picture, though.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said you didn't look retarded. I thought you said you didn't look retarded.
Oh, well, you know, when you...
When you get bald,
commies want to pick and choose pictures.
You look like Slang
Blade. Send me a picture of yourself.
You look like Slang Blade.
Send me a picture of you.
You look like Slang Blade.
Oh, sure. Send me a picture of you.
You look like Slang Blade.
Send me a picture of you.
Well, I already have. We won't call you anymore tonight, though. I just want to know we know you.
Oh, well, but yet none of you tough guys that talk shit will ever say who you are or send a picture of yourself.
You said you know us already. You looked us up with your events.
No, I know your type. We know your type. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm so intimidated. I'm so intimidated by cowards.
You need to do something about those dumbo ears, though, with that bald head.
Yeah, half of the other, the right one. Right one was cut off. That's fake.
You got those big old flappy ears. It's like...
Yeah, well, yeah, the other one, the right one's fake. But I got that cut off in a car wreck. All right.
We'll find your current landlord and we'll get you evicted. Don't worry. Bye.
Hey, you want their number? Go ahead.
What is it?
I own my house now, punk. 1233 Holly. Yeah. Do you have a pen? Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah, well, I'll get back to you on that. Okay.
Wow, what's that?
Supposedly, he's got a Thug Life tattoo on his chest, too.
Thug Life?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, we got a request to prank from the one. Let me check those real
quick. You got your profile pictures here. Did that picture not go through on the chat of him?
No, it did. People saw it.
Why'd you take it away?
I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
It must be down there.
That's our guy. That's ours.
No, I don't think that's him. He sounds way older than that,
no,
dude.
That's him.
That's definitely him.
No, when you get a certain amount of drugs in you, you sound older than you are. Here you go, I'll let you have this in Dozer. I gotta do Dungeon Devils.
I don't know what to do with this one. I'll try it. Who does he know? Give me a name of someone he knows. Quick. Okay. He knows a person named Andrew.
Hello?
Hey, it's Andrew. I'm looking for my friend. Is Brady there?
This is Brady.
Oh, Brady, what's up, dude?
Did your balls drop?
Andrew.
Lemons. You know, remember I have the black car. Remember we raced the one time for street cred, but you lost. And they told you that you could never be a gangster. Andrew Coronado, you know, remember the Italian kid with the uncle who hit you that one time at baseball camp?
What?
Dude, come on. I need a favor. Why the fuck won't you help me?
I don't understand the question.
Listen, I need a favor. Just, I need you. Listen, it's Andrew Coronado, okay? You understand?
Yeah, I'm talking.
And I have his bicycle, and I need to get it back to him. But he said that he, I need the ransom, bottom line. It's up to you to get his bicycle back.
Andrew, some guy has your bicycle. I don't even know.
So, like, it's Mark. Wait, hello? Oh, never mind. Some guy has your bicycle.
He sounded like he was, like, 4.
Yeah, it could sound really young. That's why I was like, didn't want to do that. I was like doing kid shit. Fucking baseball cap.
Man, he's got your Pokemon cards. And he's going to tear each one up until you pay the ransom.
Dude, he's 13. 13-year-olds love their fucking bicycles. If I was that kid, I'd be like fucking looking for rides so fast. That was funny. Security, you got those numbers still? Should call some of those.
Yeah, they're up in the chat somewhere. I'll check it.
Try calling 911. Yeah, great fucking idea.
How about you try it and tell us how it worked out?
Yeah.
Why are you always eating chocolate? How did I know you were eating chocolate?
Yeah. I was at the grocery store the other day, and they had a bunch of crunch. I love bunch of crunch. I had to get it back.
Well, that's it for the show, guys. Thanks.
No, good night, everybody.
Hey, this girl wants to meet... Okay, this number that I just posted at the very bottom, she wants to meet at McDonald's in 30 minutes. Give her a call and say that's okay. This is in Las Vegas, the Strip.
All right, you take it.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hello.
Hey, we get the JB tickets for meeting at the McDonald's.
The what?
Hello?
Hello, I'm listening.
Yo, we're meeting at McDonald's?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay, you'll be there at 12, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What car are you driving?
All right.
Hello?
Yes, I'll see you there.
What car are you driving?
The Honda Element.
Does that have insurance and everything? Is it all good to go?
Is my what?
Do you have insurance on that car? I wouldn't want to see anything bad happen to it.
Why would something bad happen to it?
Hey, yo, Tyrone, can I speak to this girl real quick?
Yeah,
yo, baby girl, your car, the Element, it got, what color is that?
Why does it matter? I'm going to be watching.
You got a nice stereo in there? Like, what brand is it, Alpine?
No.
Oh, you got insurance on that, though, right? In case anything were to happen to it.
I'm not going to be driving.
Oh, I mean, you going to have a man be driving you then? Your pimp?
The what?
You going to be having a driver come with you then?
Yeah.
You going to have a driver? What kind of car he be driving?
What does it matter? I'm going to be walking.
I'm just wondering. I want to make sure I'm dealing with the right people and everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go out into the wrong car. Well, yo, he got insurance on that. He with a company. The company reimburse or something like
they reimburse like what?
You got a company driver? Or is it like a private driver? What's the deal? You come in a car, like a taxi car, like a company car or what?
Yeah, my friend.
All right, yeah. Listen. What I'm trying to find out is if the fucking car is insured, and it sounds like it is. So we go meet then. All right, I'm gonna see you at the McDonald's.
The car has nothing to do with me getting the ticket. I mean, do you saw the ticket?
What ticket are you talking about? Oh, yeah. We got tickets. Of course, we got tickets. Of course.
We got
the tickets, man. Yeah. Of course we do. Just come by with the car, and we'll give you the tickets. You can give us the money, and we'll be on our way. You got new tires on that? Like, when you get the brakes done last?
A tires?
When you get the brakes done last on the car, it's up on all the fluids and everything.
That doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with me.
It has something to do with me, but all right.
You're crazy.
So I guess we'll meet then. I ain't crazy. Well, I guess maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. I guess you're going out.
But you're talking about a fucking car. What the fuck cares about my car? Like, really?
I'm just asking, what's wrong?
You're not even the same guy that I was talking to.
Ask her, she's got a low jack in that car.
Yeah, you got a low jack in any security system?
A lumberjack?
You got a low jack in the car? Any kind of GPS systems? Security systems? Anything like that? In the car? In the Honda Element?
No.
All right. Yeah.
We'll meet her for the Michael whatever ticket.
We're gonna meet you in the car. We need to come to the car, and we'll meet you at your car. What color is the Element?
Okay.
What year and what color?
It's orange.
Orange. All right. What year? Is it a new one? 01? What?
New one.
All right. Cool. Oh, awesome.
Did you bring the title?
Yeah. You got the title in the dashboard. You got, the registration and everything. Can you leave your wallets in the cup holder?
Oh, man. It's like fucking carjackers trying to make it, like, super fucking easy. Like, that bitch was retarded. Oh, my God.
Put a 1 in the room if you're enjoying these prank calls. Call Sub Guy. I don't know if we got Sub Guy's number still. Call Safeway. Put one in the request for
it. Change your picture, dude. That's freaking me out. He looks like...
call some of those other numbers I just posted up there.
Have you seen the other ones I posted?
Oh, yeah. She's so attractive, we want to rape her.
I don't know how we ever came up with that. We never said that.
Yeah, we want to kill and rape her. That's what he was saying. All drugs, dude.
That was funny. That guy's ridiculous. Out of his mind.
Yeah.
He's a racist reverend, live on Prank Station Radio.
Murder Nazi. Man.
Where's my old fucking avatar? Use this one. Check out that fucking avatar. That shit's dope.
That's a good one, Dozer.
Fuck yeah. Gundam Wing. I love Gundam. That's why I put it as part of the intro. Tundra loves us. We love you too, bro. Thanks for tuning in. All you guys. Got
tell your
DC
friends,
Jackson. Wadwa, the one. Yeah, tell your friends.
Wadwa's water.
Water. Oh, wait, we got more people? Oh, never mind. Yeah, you guys can thank security for the show. He
yeah,
did some intel. Brought us all here. I was pretty tired earlier, but now I'm kind of feeling more awake.
I'm going to bed again, though. Well,
right now?
Bye forever.
Well, he's kidding.
Man, this show's good.
Yeah, I might be able to slow for about 5 or 10 more minutes, though. I'm doing a dungeon. I have to do them at certain times of day. You can only do them 3 times a day.
We look at these pictures D12 posted. Okay, I saw that one. Did you post one of his wife?
Yeah, so the last one.
She's gangsta too.
Oh, she looks trashy, dude. They totally live in a shack. Look at the walls. Everything's yellow.
That's where all the shards float.
And not like paint yellow. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Shard yellow. It's shard.
You know, like smoke and meth and, you know, smoke tinted yellow. Have you guys ever heard of the Nerd Rage channel on YouTube? It's a chemistry channel. It's fucking
hello. Lovely.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's going on,
you
baby?
Do you still have those free Justin Bieber tickets?
Yeah, let me give you the dozer. He has them.
Yeah, of course. We still have them. You want to come by and even pick them up?
Not today, but tomorrow.
All right, yeah, that's fine. What time?
It depends where you are.
Well, the only thing is we have to go get them out of my basement.
No thanks.
So we're going to have to go down to my basement. Okay, and it's kind of dark and there's lots of kill tools. She's gone.
You guys want to like call Buffalo Wild Wings or Waffle Houses or maybe a motel?
Death Fox is doing something, so we're going to wait.
No, I can accept call-ins right now.
Yeah, they're only coming in slowly.
You gotta give me like 5 minutes.
Alright, let's just talk and stuff. We did calls for a straight half hour when the show started.
Take a little 5 minute break?
No, we can just talk.
Yeah, just talking.
Because I'll be accepting call-ins when they come.
We'll come through.
I'm doing a dungeon in Dungeons and Dragons. Like, yeah.
I don't get why you do that while we do show.
Because
well, I guess the spread moment.
I have shit playing with my guild.
Your guild? Get them
to listen.
They do listen. They just chat in guild chat instead of that chat.
You need to get more people listening.
Hey, did you see those new Grand Theft Auto screenshots?
Yeah, dude, I want that game fucking like right now. I want to get the limited edition, but like then again, I don't. I don't know.
Is there anything really that extra?
You get some, well, the cool shit that I want is the stuff that comes with the game. You get, like, if you get the limited edition.
We're fighting a boss now, so 5 minutes.
Okay, that's great. If you get the limited edition.
We don't
GTA
care about
5,
Grand Theft Auto, gangster version of Dungeons and Dragons.
No one cares about your guild. Just stop. You told us to talk, so we're talking. Actually, no, I want to talk, so that's
I care. We all care about my guild.
But the collector's edition comes with, like, a poster and stuff, but it comes with the extra cars. It comes with a plane. Vintage cars and exotic cars.
Oh, sick. And they got planes in this one?
Yeah, they got tons of planes. And then the limited edition, the regular, the cheaper one, comes with, like, weapons. I kind of want that one.
Nice, yeah.
Fucking weapons look... Yeah, like, I don't know, dude. I'm so fucking psyched for that game. And I know Enigma is, too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I was playing GTA 4 earlier. The guild's called darkprophecy.net. It's Death Fox's thing. I don't know.
And we
don't
love
do
that,
that
guild.
I don't do the online gaming thing. I want to get... Hey, yo, did you see The Last of Us? That came out yesterday or today.
What was it called?
The Last of Us. Dude, that game looks fucking so dope. I want to get that.
It sounds familiar. I think I've seen the trailer for that, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's about, like, world ending, and you play as, like, a guy, and he's trying to save this girl, and I don't know, the graphics, though, look fucking awesome. And there's, like, that's fucking awesome hand-to-hand combat.
That's a PS3-only game, right?
Yeah, PS3 is the shit. Oh, wait, yo, I was going to ask you, actually. Do you got PS3 or Xbox?
I actually don't have one yet. I'm going to probably get one, though.
Get a PS3.
Get an Xbox.
No, get a PS3. We need to get a... I want to play Grand Theft Auto Online with, like, all you guys.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that would be badass.
You can do that on Xbox.
You can do it on PSN, though. That's what I think we want to do it on, because that's better platform.
But so. Everybody will have PS4 by the time that game comes out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get... Well, I'm just saying, for now, if anyone wants to, let me know. Because, like, we can totally trade PSNs and
Yo, play online. Those are hit me up with your PSN.
You got GTA 4? That's the only game.
Nah, I have it for 360.
Oh, fuck.
But I have PS3.
That's what they need is in GTA 5 co-op multiplayer to do.
Yeah, dude, that shit's so fun. I played one of those one time. There was like 30 people. We were doing like organized shit, like driving around in like one of like the pits in the circus, like until like the cars like blew up, and then like we did racing, and we did like everybody got a cop car, and there's one guy with a regular car, and everybody chased him. It was fucking fun.
Yeah, it's good times.
I want to get the first responder mod for GTA 4 on PC, but I don't have a PC.
Oh, I played that. Yeah, is that fun?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I watched the cop one time. It looked pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, they got a lot of mods in that for it, but it crashes if you do multiplayer, because it's not like fully supported multiplayer.
Oh, I got you.
Like, if you pull someone over, they won't see the marker. And then cars will disappear, too. It's really buggy.
Kind of glitchy, yeah.
Yeah, I played it online with a friend once, and it was really bad.
The reason I like online games like DDO and stuff, because you can play with, like, 400 or 500 people at once.
That is the cool thing. That's like I wish you could do that with, like, you know, like console games. Cause I don't know, my shit, yeah. I like PS3 a lot, but my shit does lag a fucking ton. It is kind of hard to play online sometimes.
Gotta get those dedicated servers.
Yeah. They were talking about MMO GTA probably in the future. That would be pretty badass.
They're making an Elder Scrolls MMO. Like Oblivion, but online.
Yeah,
PC, I agree with the one. PC is really superior for gaming.
Yeah, because you could do so much more modding that.
Hell yeah, dude. I love how, like, all those PC mods for GTA, people fucking, the weapons and the fucking cars. And it just gets crazy.
I always play free games. Like, well, the game I'm playing, Neverwinter, is free.
Do you guys ever play Call of Duty when it was... Or not Call of Duty. Fucking, what was it? It was on Steam. It was a World War II game.
Battlefield 1942?
Nah, fuck. What's the name? Day of Defeat.
Day of Defeat.
I used to play that game so much. Day of Defeat and Counter-Strike. I used to play those a ton. I used to drink Dr. Pepper and eat Red Hot Cheetos and play those games.
I used to play Counter-Strike. Hacks in that game got really ridiculous, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Counter-Strike? Oh, man.
Man, that sucks. I was playing Call of Duty the other day with a buddy, and there were, like, people were hacking on there. It was, like, kind of shitty. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, they're, like, speed hacks. You know, like, as soon as the round starts, you get knifed.
Damn. That's fucked up. I don't know why people even do that shit.
Yeah. I remember a troll group that used to hack all the time. They called it some MyGot. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Nah, I never heard of that. Yeah, actually, PSR is just a front for an elite hacker group.
NSA stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, all the guests in the room should register.
I'm about done in, like, probably about another minute. I gotta kill these ads. We're killing 30 frost golems, so then I'm gonna loot my chest and I'll be done.
Yeah, when you're done, there's a bunch of numbers right there in the chat. Call that.
Yeah, back with the prank calls in a minute.
If you missed the beginning of the show, don't worry, it'll be up later in a podcast, but it was fucking hilarious.
Yes. That was, like, one of my favorite calls of all time.
That was fucking hilarious, dude.
The beginning, yeah. So was, I lost it when he called her a cunt.
Oh my god. Me too.
She was funny.
Yeah, for being a spur of the moment show, it's been pretty eventful. This one's good.
Yeah, this was a really good show.
Almost.
Yeah, I listened to the last night's podcast.
Here's that a call good, in.
But... Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How about you?
Good, 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 good.
I'm calling about your Craigslist ad.
Oh, yes. Which one?
For Justin Bieber.
Oh, yes. That's been quite a popular one this evening. Are you trying to rob me? Or are you trying to set me up to rob me? Or are you legit? Because I've been having a few trying to set me up and, get to me for the tickets. You know, my security has been compromised over this kid, this 15-year-old kid. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, are you serious about getting these tickets?
Well, you're giving them away, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of. This is the thing, though. You have to come into my basement. Because they're in my basement, and they're underneath this really heavy... like chest, and we have to get it. We have to pick it up and get them up underneath because they're trapped.
Okay.
So I need my basement's my basement's like really dark and kind of creepy, but it's all good. I promise. I need you to park your car down the block and walk in alone by yourself, and you have to come at night.
Great. Okay, no problem.
And walk through the alley. Do you want my address?
Sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you the intersection. Where are you at, actually? Maybe I can just come there. I'll come there. I'll deliver them. Where do you live? Death Fox, why do you never mute, man? I can hear you breathing through that whole call.
You couldn't hear me breathing. My mic's all across the thing.
No, I could hear you breathing.
You can't hear me breathing.
Yes, it was. Someone was breathing. It sounded like
my mic's 3 feet away.
You can admit it, dude. I'm just saying you should mute your call.
You can't hear me breathing.
It wasn't that pronounced, but someone was breathing.
It's not me.
I'm just saying mute during.
There's somebody. I hear somebody in the background right now.
I just unmuted. I was muted the whole time. I was mute.
I hear somebody hot mocking. What I'm saying. Go ahead and huff it, puff it, man. Good fuck. I know what.
Who's doing that? It's really annoying.
See, it's not me.
Who did that one though?
I just did that last one. To be funny, that wasn't me on the call though. When you're talking,
it was Death Fox. I could hear it because where when he started talking, like I didn't hear any changes in like the background. It was him. He just wanted to admit it because he never mutes during calls.
Yeah, I mute on Skype and then I mute my headset too.
Word.
I don't gotta mute because I'm not that close to my mic for you to hear my breathing.
You say that every time.
Because I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, that's the thing that you don't.
No, no, no. No, I'm just kidding. just
please mute. I mute on your calls. You at least show me the respect.
I can't mute when I'm killing a boss.
Okay, so get off your fucking gay-ass fucking little stupid fucking 12-year-old stupid fucking game, bro.
I can go play my game. This is my game time right now. I'm doing this because y'all want to do it.
Let me get on your thing, then I'll dial. And we want to do calls. We keep losing people.
Well, you can get on my thing if you want.
All right.
Okay. I'll log on the other and you can call me in and I'll listen and do calls with you.
All right.
I'll let you host.
left field to show the beat is real.
Sorry for calling so late. I thought I was calling a business. That's why I...
Here, Aaron, phone's for you. Phone's for you, buddy. Hello?
Hi. I was looking at Craigslist, and I saw something about free Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift tickets.
Yes, yes. We got 6 JB tickets and 4 Taylor Swift tickets.
Yes, I'm interested in the Justin Bieber tickets for my daughter.
Oh, okay. All righty.
She's 10. And my niece is 13, so.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry for calling so late.
Oh, that's no problem at all.
Are they available or?
Yeah, they're available. Are you interested?
Yes, I am. What do I pick them up? What do I need to do?
All right, we can meet somewhere right now if you want. The show is next Saturday. It's in Johannesburg, South Africa. So
no, I wouldn't be able to go to Johannesburg, South Africa.
Well, that's where the show is. It's in Johannesburg. So, I mean, if you can like order some flights up real quick, I mean, you guys can go hit the show. It's one of JB's best shows in South Africa. So
that's nice, but that would not be an option for me. I'm a single mom, so I don't even have it like that good. That would be great. What about the
Right. Tickets?
Are they here or no?
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift is in Japan next weekend.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you so much anyway.
Okay. You have a blessed night now.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She called like as soon as I logged on here.
I like when I don't have to dial.
I don't know, maybe I actually do some calls.
Yeah, maybe.
As long as my Skype cooperates. Got a request. Call in complaining about a drink that had piss in it and say at some point, you Mick fucked up. Anyone want to do that? There's no number in there though. Anybody? No?
Sorry. Wait, what's that?
You should put the one, put a number in there or PM me one or something. I don't really want to go look for one right now. Security will do it. Want to do that one? No, let's do some of these ones. Let's add these. I wonder. Let's see. Guess I have to add them. Here we go. Thank you. no answer there. Try another number. No answer there. Let me check this request to prank, see what it says. Go from there. Basically say that you ate the McNuggets and that they gave you extremely bad gas. Make it like you are extremely gassy and you're scaring your family away from you. Your kids are not your friends anymore and your wife does not want to be near you. I don't know, I'll try it. I don't know what they'll say. I'm gonna try. Usually for the Presta pranks, see, like we have people put in like their friends or their family or like someone they know, you know, so they can give us like a bunch of information about them, like not too personal, but just enough so we can call them and, you know, kind of like make them think that we know them and that they know us and that everything's cool, and then, you know, make them believe something that's really not true. So, you know. Like that last one where we knew that kid, you know, a friend of his, you know, made that call, like totally believed it and shit. I'm probably still looking for that little fucker Spike.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hello, no one is available to take your call.
No answer. Whoops. Who did I... Oh, whoops. D12. Whoops, my bad. That was an accident. D12, my bad, dude. Hello? Why is nobody talking?
Yeah,
guys,
I'm here.
Guys are allowed to talk. Oh. Yo, my bad, D12.
Wow, that's not good, man.
Your number was right next to... Oh, dude, we should call Barbie. I know we called her last night. We'll give her some time to cool off.
Barbie?
Yeah, remember the lady last night who I pretended to be a mafia guy, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Come over there and borrow a fucking screwdriver.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, James?
Hey.
Listen, mate. I'm calling from the Lipton Tea Company, mate. We need to sell some Justin Bieber tea kits. And they said you'd be interested in it. He's gone. Okay, who wants a call? Just give me a number and I'll dial it. We have Dumb Cunt. I wonder if this number works.
Patton, take the McDonald's one.
We need a new number for that. Number to work.
I'm a best of my call. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Okay.
Go, dude.
Hello?
Sorry, Death Fox is being emo. Why didn't you talk to him?
Because I muted again. No, just you already went with a British accent. He's going to be like, why do you have an American accent?
All right, here's Frank James. Call him.
I'm not being emo. I was lighting a cigarette.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message.
Frank James is still sleeping. Let's see, we have this McDonald's.
What is the McDonald's? What's the premise that he wanted us to do for McDonald's?
You make fucked up.
Thank you.
Hello, McDonald's.
Oh, this is too loud. Hello?
McDonald's?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. I was wondering... Oh, fuck, I can't think right now. I ordered some food there and it didn't taste right.
What was that?
I ordered food there and it didn't taste right.
You ordered what?
A burger.
Okay.
And it didn't taste right. I think you Mick fucked up.
You what?
You Mick fucked up, dude.
Oh, that sucks. You need to cuss at me?
I didn't. I said you Mick fucked up.
There you go, Quest a prank. You never know if they're going to work or not.
I couldn't think of, like, I'm sorry.
No, you know, I know. That's what I'm saying. That Request a Prank just wasn't, you know, it wasn't a butt scratcher Request a Prank. It's all good. There's always next time.
Hey, you guys want to hit a motel or something?
I don't know. We got tons of numbers we can call back.
All right, yeah, let's do those.
Some of those. I'm surprised we're not getting any more call-ins. We got one right when I logged on here.
You still got that lady at the hotel that didn't know how to work the transfer system?
Yeah, we just called. That was dumb cunt.
Oh, okay.
What else do we have here? Yeah, I guess we'll call back one of these numbers, whoever wants it.
Not me.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 70253.
Gonna get it out of the call in time. Bam, bitch. Damn, it's fucking late. Yeah, we'll get some requests. Got a ton of guests in here. All the guests, you guys should register your names. We do this every Friday, 10 p.m. This is not Friday at 10 p.m. This is actually Saturday, Sunday morning at 3. But we sometimes do spur of the moment shows. So here we are. Hope you guys are enjoying these.
Yeah, this show is really good tonight.
It's been good. Uh-oh, D12 sprung a leak, dude. He's leaking over there.
If you want, you can call someone and I'll take a leak.
I remember Hillock used to do that.
Perfect.
All right. Let's see, what else can we do in the meantime? We can call Goatman. Want to say hello to Goatman? Let's see what he's up to.
We could not complete your call. Please try again.
Let's try. This one. Whoever wants this one. Wait, did we do this one already? Oh, we did this one. What is this? It's the one that didn't answer. We'll answer this on the second time. Alright, no answer there. Let's try another one. I don't know, if someone wants to, I guess you could put a Craigslist ad up.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put one up.
I thought we'd be getting some of those, but we haven't gotten any. Eventually, I'll be the one living on the West Coast, so then we can do really fucking late shows. It sucks living on the East Coast. It's still early where you guys are at, but it's like fucking late over here. Hey, did you call about the Craigslist ad?
Craigslist ad?
Just my brother's selling Justin Bieber tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, hold on 1 second. Here he is.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm still trying to get him. Hey, yo, bro, come on, it's the phone. He wants the tickets.
Hey, yo, what's up, dog? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what's up, dog?
Not much. You got Justin Bieber tickets?
Yeah, man, we do.
Okay.
Where are you at?
I'm on Lake Mead Mountain.
Okay, let me see here. You want to come pick him up, or what do you want to do? I mean, we can meet up.
Can I meet up with you tomorrow? Or?
Oh, I'm really thinking tonight's going to be the best. These people are all over these tickets. I had to turn a couple people down because they wanted it tomorrow morning. I was like, nah, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
He hung up. I don't know what his deal was.
Yeah, those ads got flagged. You know, the Michael Jackson, the JB tickets. That's why we haven't gotten any.
Word.
So I just put a free TV up.
Who's clicking?
That's me, sorry.
Oh, okay, never mind. Not many cops out at night. Gotta do it now. What do you got to do now? Mischievous fucking things. You got to go spray paint walls. I used to do that. I used to spray paint walls. Now I just draw it because I'm lame. Here, I'll show you something. Where is it? I took one of my drawings and I like scanned it. And then I made it into a vector. And here it is.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it turned out fucking sweet. I want to, like, put it on something. I think I'm going to color it in next. Like, try and play with the colors I can add into it.
Nice, nice. Yeah, you should show that off when you're done with it.
Word.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man.
Fox, you there, man? Want to do some calls? It's good.
I'm eating.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's eating.
I'm kind of hungry. Go for breakfast. Dem calls. Word, wait for the request to come in. Oh, here we go. We got one. His name is Jacob. His friend is Isaac, AJ, Sean. Just fucking them. Okay, here we go. I'll be Isaac. Security can be AJ. And then Death Fox, you be Sean, okay?
Okay.
All right.
What are we calling them?
I don't know. Think about it while I add in his number. There's the request right there. I'm going to add in the number. You guys in the chat, what do you want? What should we tell this kid? We have three of his friends' names. We're going to call him and wake him up out of a dead sleep. What should we tell him? We should tell him that we're outside of his house. We just got chased by the police from a party and we need to hide.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That'd be funny. All right. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
All right. Everybody knows who they're playing. Death Fox, Sean. Security be AJ, and then I'll be Isaac.
All right.
The answers, dude. So this could be really funny. I'm gonna have to call him back if he doesn't answer.
Hello?
Yo, Jacob. Jacob.
Yeah.
Yo, Jacob, are you there?
Yeah.
Yo, it's Isaac, man. It's Isaac. What's up?
Isaac Allen?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, man, I'm with Sean and AJ right now, and we were at a party. We were drinking beer, and the cops came and they chased us. And we're in your backyard. Can we hide in your house?
No.
Please, we need somewhere to hide. We need somewhere to hide, please. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Help us! Help us, please! Help us,
please!
That's AJ and Sean. They're with me right now. We're in your backyard.
I don't care.
All right, we're just gonna hang out in your backyard then. The cops are gone. We're gonna make a bonfire. If you want to come outside, feel free.
As long as you light anything on fire.
No, we're making a bonfire. It's a contained thing. We're gonna take your bonfire pit and light it up. Come outside. Come on, we got a blunt, dude. Come smoke some weed with us. AJ? What should we do, AJ? What the fuck? Hello? Is he gone?
Oh, yeah. Offering drugs to minors.
It was Wildwise's idea. I'm reading the chat.
Hang on, I'm just saying.
Steal from your parents.
Let's go to prison.
You break it, yeah. Steal your parents' car, kid. Run with the wind, bro.
Wolfpack.
Yeah, you should have asked them, hey, we need your parents' keys.
That would have been a good idea, dude.
Yo, bro, if we can't come to basic, we have your parents' keys.
We need $50 from your mom and your parents' keys. Oh, dude, we should do that. That's funny. If anyone's got one of their friends' numbers, let us know. We'll do it right now. And his dad's watch. Let's see if we got any more. I don't see any requests.
$500 or the Crips will kill us.
you could tell when I told him over here in his backyard, you could tell he was like looking out there.
Yeah, you know, he rolled out of bed, looked out of the room. Fuck these guys.
What a straight little kid, though. He was like, no, no, you totally cannot. I will not harbor any fugitives. I don't know. My best friends called me. I'd be like, yeah, yeah, come inside. You know, I mean, for real, I'd offer my homies some shelter at a time of need like that. This one time, we really did get chased by the cops, and I hid in my trunk for a half hour. You know, in a parking garage. Yeah, it was like nice. In 10th grade.
Damn.
My other friend almost jumped off this fucking third story. Dude, it was freaky. I was in there, and after it all happened and everything, like, I could hear him, like, all walking around, like, looking for people in cars, but, like, I was in my trunk, like, couldn't see me, so they went, like, right by it.
Oh, that's bomb.
Yeah, like, it was a stupid decision to go there and smoke a blunt. We did it, like, two cops came around the corner, and we all just jetted, and we all went different ways. And I ended up in my trunk.
It's the best way of splitting up.
Yeah,
I don't know how many times I've run. I've never got caught.
Yeah, me either. I don't plan on it. Hopefully, I'm going to knock on wood, actually. Right now. I'm superstitious.
I was like, oh, you guys are on your own, man. Going this way, don't follow me.
Yeah, I don't like police to try to keep a low profile. I don't like.
No, you just got to grab the slowest one and throw him down.
The fattest one, you mean?
Oh, we're going to get Colin. We're going to get Colin.
No, the fat guy might be harder to throw down because he's so big. Get the skinniest one. Just throw him hard as you can down.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hey. Called Jacob again. I'm his actual friend. I'm going to tell him in his backyard. And that I'm with Isaac, and I want to see all your reacts.
All right, we'll call this kid one more time. It's kind of weird, though, because he's, like, underage. Call him one more time. Don't worry. Actually, I don't know if we're going to be able to because I have a weird Skype problem where I can't call numbers back. It won't let me drag them in right now.
Right.
And I can't add to call, so unless I restart Skype.
I can drag it in if you...
Yeah, just see if that works. It's the only thing that sucks about when I host. I can't call people back. I have no idea why. Yeah, see, when you do that, like, I can't do anything with it. It puts this call on hold. It's just it. So, sorry, dude. We'll do it maybe towards the end of the show. I'll restart Skype and we'll call him back.
Alright, it's fine. See ya.
Word. Yeah, I'm not. That's the thing that's shitty about when I host. I don't like that. Need to get two PCs up in this bitch.
Did you post any more ads?
Security, did you?
I got a free TV up there.
Nice. Word. There's a place down the road that they threw out this big-ass screen TV, and it's been sitting out there for, like, 6 months now.
When'd you get it?
Nah, it's been, like, rained on and everything and shit.
That means it works better.
But it's funny, it's just been sitting there. They don't even, like, bother to take it.
Wait, this is wait. Say that person won. His sister. Say that his sister needs to come back to person two's house to pick him up from a party they had yesterday. It might not work. Wait. Say that person one sister needs to come back. Say that Ellie needs to come back to Bryce's. Is that right? Ellie comes back to Bryce's?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's with these names of these people?
I don't even know how to pronounce that last one.
Prep school, probably.
Yeah.
Everybody's putting Y's in names nowadays.
I was at this graduation party the other day. I was flirting with this MILF, and she introduced me to her son. His name was Pierce. I thought that was a weird name.
MILF. Pierce.
Yeah, dude, she was fucking fun. One the banger.
Sure.
All right, let's call. Who is this? What's the name of this person, actually? Graham. Oh, dude, that's weird. His last name. Yo, Graham?
Yeah, who's yours?
Yo, you know Ellie? Because you need to come pick her up from Bryce's house. Bryce Franzen? What? You know Bryce Franzen?
Yeah.
Yo, come pick up Ellie, dude. She's trashed right now, and I don't trust her to, like, she's trying to get in some dude's car, and he's, like, trying to, take advantage of dad ass. And, I'm trying to stop that from happening, because, she's got that purity ring and everything.
Yep, totally, dude.
Huh?
It's not like I'm literally looking at my sister right now.
But, okay, I don't know what's going on there. She totally said that her name was Ellie and that this was her brother's number. Does she have any friends that look like her or act like her? Maybe want to be her or something? Something's weird going on right now. You might want to let her know that one of her friends is about to, like get in a car with some dude.
Who is this?
I told you, dude. This is Joey. Joey Sequester. Joey.
I've never heard your name before.
I stay in the shadows.
Yeah, you fuck off.
I'm just kidding. It's Ben, dude. What's up, bro?
Huh?
It's Ben. I'm just fucking with you, man. It's Ben.
It's who?
Ben Maher, bro. What's up, dude? I'm just fucking with you, man. Shit, chill. Chill. About to, like, pull a gun on me or something, dude. Relax. Yo, what are you up to right now? Hello?
How did you fuck your voice like that?
Yo, here, wait. Be quiet real quick. Hold on 1 second. I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hi. What? On your credit list.
Oh, yeah. He's on the phone. Here, talk to each other. Go. Say hello.
What? Hello?
Hello? Caller.
Who's this?
41. 7141. Why? Okay, never mind. Listen, Graham.
What?
It's Ben Maher. Do you wanna get together and you wanna burn one or something? I'm kind of bored right now, and I wanna hang out.
How about you call me on a not Los Angeles number?
So you don't wanna hang out? Here, hold on. Someone's trying to talk to you. I don't know. I'm confused. Something's going on.
Shards.
Yeah, someone's smoking shards.
What?
Someone smoking shards. Someone got messed up. There's an error in the paperwork here. The clerical file on your number, it got shuffled or something. This is all an error.
Alright, so you should tell me who this actually is.
I told you, bro. Mark ass nigga. What?
Dude, this is a fucking joke.
You don't got no street cred, bro.
Dude,
you don't got no street cred. You don't got no
Ben
street
Ben Maher, just not talk like that.
You don't got no street cred, Mark ass nigga.
Alright.
You a sheep in the flock.
You're the weakest sheep in the flock.
You're the weakest out to camp.
Now who is this actually?
It's Witty Ford.
Who?
Witty Ford.
What?
Witty Ford, dude.
How do you know me?
Huh?
How do you know me?
I think I went to school together. Well, I used to, me and your sister dated for a weekend. And she told me how she thought like you were gay or something. So my name's old White E. Ford, have an ass nigga. So, and I ain't trying to be Mark ass though. And it was just the primary school had me. You know, Sunset?
I didn't go to Sunset.
Yeah, we dated for a weekend, dude. Me and your sis. She's pretty good. She's okay.
Joke's pretty funny, dude, but my sister didn't go to Sunset, so.
No, I said you went there. That's what I'm saying. She told me how you were gay and how you went there and everything.
Yep, but sorry, dude, I don't go to Sunset. My bad.
So, yeah, I don't know. We dated for a weekend. It was cool, though. It was all right. What are you doing? LA Dose?
So I just want to say this now. Call me back on a number that's not a fake voice because.
All right, I'll call you back. I'll call you back from the payphone outside. Hold on. I'll call you back from the payphone. Okay. There's a payphone right across the street. I got a few quarters.
He a fag.
Is you gay, nigga?
Need what? A
huh?
You should call me gay.
Nah, I said, is y'all gay, nigga? Tell him you're in his backyard. Cops are after you. Need to play. Hey, listen, dude, I'm in your backyard. The cops are after me. I need a place to crash. Can I sleep on your grass outside?
Dude, just tell me this is.
I told you like 80 fucking times. You're fucking retarded, bro. Get off the phone. Hang up. Bye. Clown ass nigga, he's clowning here on the phone. He's clowning around, calling me, asking me who this is. Stop waking me up. Fucking
hold.
You need to stop playing on the phone. Stop what you woke me up. You need to stop calling here. This isn't fucking funny, dude. You're clowning right now.
What?
You heard me. Clowning.
I really can't.
Why did you call me anyway? How can I help you? How can I get you off my fucking phone line? Because you keep calling me and you keep harassing me. And I'm just trying to get some sleep. It's 1:30 in the morning here. And I have work in the morning. I work on Sunday. I'm kind of scared because you're threatening me and I don't know what to do.
How am I threatening you?
You keep telling me about how you're gonna yell at me and you're gonna get your sister to beat me up for you and all this stuff like that. And I just why are you calling me? Why are you calling me, sir? Is it because I'm black? He's calling me because I'm black.
I swear to God, this is I'm going to kill someone.
He figured me out. Damn it, motherfucker.
That's it, Tristan, wait.
Shit. Should I tell him it's me? I don't want to tell him it's me. I don't know. You tell him. I don't want to tell him. No. You tell him.
No, it's not Tristan. It's just not Tristan.
I don't know. Don't you tell him. You tell him. You tell him. I don't want to tell him. No, fine. Okay, fine. All right, fine. We'll tell you who it is. It's Tristan. Is this real?
Nah, dude, I'm fake. I'm dead.
I think there's a rip in the space time continuum, and somehow, because what year is it where you're at? I'm just trying to make sure this is real life.
Oh, dude, this is fake.
Ask him if we interrupted your sister's. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Does anyone else want to say anything to him? Because how long have we been with him? It's been.
Do you got any ice cream sandwiches left?
What?
Yeah, do you got any ice cream sandwiches left, Graham?
Have you stopped talking with a dick in your mouth?
Fuck you.
What?
You got pranked. You got pranked, bro. You're on the radio. Someone set you up for a prank.
Hey, sir, you want to buy some magazines?
And they set you up for 52 subscriptions.
To Us Weekly.
What?
Motherfucker, do you want to buy some magazines?
We have some magazines we need to give you.
This kid's so confused. He's one of those like backwoods suburban kids that doesn't really get out much. It's probably the first time he's answered his phone in weeks.
You high right now, man?
Yeah, dude, I smoke weed all night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He must be a major player in the drug game or something. He must
We're
be
in
a
your backyard, bro. You want to
OG baller.
Yeah, dude, for pitching to get money. So I will.
Yeah, you need to fix that fucking nose first, bro.
Is that what?
Oh, dude, you fucking owned him.
You said you need to fix your nose. You can't sleep with a fucked up nose like that, dude.
I need to tell Avalon to say hi.
Who?
Tell who?
What? Speak
He's
up.
Trying to fish so well, he can figure out who we are. You know us, dude. We're the ones who live there.
We're just the older kids from school. We just wanted to have a little fun. Your number was in the school directory. It's no hard feelings.
I don't go to school, dude. Sorry.
You made it, dude. You made it to the rugby team.
This is your initiation call. You know, fucking Rosemont shit. Rosemont?
I don't get Rosemont.
Yeah, Rosemont. Yeah. Chutch. Right? Like fucking Pusha T says, right? Chutch. Alright, I'm getting you off the phone, dude. This is boring now. Peace.
Yeah, fix your fucking nose, too.
That's the last thing I heard. Fix your fucking nose. Yeah, we should do some makeup calls.
He was so fucking confused, bro.
He was confused. Yeah, for the people who didn't get that one, that was someone's friend. Fucking Tundra, he enjoyed that, dude. He was fucking cracking up. It's always funny when you know the person. That probably was hysterical for you, because he's never going to find out who that was. It's always going to plague him. I did that to one of my friends once on Zolar's show. Sent him some random kid's number that I know. And he was so fucking confused.
I would just go back to bed and fuck
that. God, I hung up on you earlier.
Yeah, that's what I would do. He's sitting on the phone for like, what, like 15, 20 minutes or so?
Yo, I submitted a number to Zolar, my cousin, dude. She works at a bar or something. He pissed her off so much. It was hilarious.
That's awesome. Yeah, I used to listen to that show all the fucking time, man. He'll be back on the air soon.
Yeah, he's definitely awesome.
I talked to Captain Jinx today on Twitter.
Yeah, he said that he's listened to some of our stuff. He said he liked what he's heard.
No.
No, I'm just telling the audience. They don't. But,
that's the guy that does the Howard Stern stuff.
Pretty fucking cool that he came across our shit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Don't do my request. I think I could get in serious shit. Let me just see what it is.
We gotta do it now. You done tempted us. It's like tempting us with forbidden fruit now.
I know. Don't curse too much. He's an army staff sergeant. Yeah, no more army people. That went really bad for butt scratchers. Someone almost lost their job.
Ooh, yeah, I remember that.
I won't curse. Give it to me. I don't like to curse.
Wait, is that the whole issue, not cursing?
Nah, I'm not calling it. We'll save it for some other time. What the fuck? Chat is frozen for me. What was I going to say?
Do some UK wake up.
Yeah, send in numbers. We're just waiting for numbers rolling. My bad. Here, we'll dial one of these Craigslist numbers again.
Hello?
No.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Don?
Excuse me?
Triple echo. Hey, what are you doing?
Who's this?
Oh, it's me, your brother.
You're not my brother.
Yeah, I am. I'm the other brother. From the other mother.
Who are you looking for?
You. I'm your other brother from that one mother.
You're not funny, dude. Who are you?
No, for real. I'm your brother. You don't know me yet, but your mother, she got chain ganged once, and I'm the production of that chain gang.
Don't call my phone again.
We're going to call you back if you hang up. Me and your other six brothers are here. She had a lot of babies in that year.
Yeah, hey, what's up, dude? I'm your other brother.
And your,
don't call my phone again.
Your other brother's here, too. Say hi, other brother.
Hey, yo, what's up, baby?
Call him back.
I can't call numbers back. That's the fucking shitty thing about for the fucking Skype on him. That was funny, sister. There. That was fucking not, man.
I'm your other brother from another mother.
I know, that would be funny if like, we all got on, like, hello, hello, hello. All different voices and everything.
Your mother was a whore one day.
His mother probably is a whore.
You want to hit the Mississauga Motel 6 or what?
Sure.
Or the 1700 Club?
1700 Club, no one's been there lately. Their switchboard.
Oh, that too. Yeah, that's the big thing about last night's show. I forgot about that.
What happened?
There's no more. They disabled the switchboard. They turned it off. It's no longer in service.
Try it. Maybe they turn it off just for Friday.
No, it's off forever.
Well,
I don't know. They might have took it off just for Friday. Try it.
Yeah, I thought you asked her.
Yeah, that's, but she'd lie.
She sounded like she'd lie.
Someone post a number. I'll call it.
Here, okay, I'll get you one.
Old Mark ass knee.
Alright, someone take it.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6 Toronto, Mississauga.
They did disable the Audis.
Welcome to the guest voicemail system.
No answer.
There is no room in the mailbox to leave a message.
Damn.
There's the 1700 Club.
Plays bets.
Thank you for calling Motel 6.
Cut it back on.
Oh, they're like family. I love them.
That's funny.
It was on for a second. Who's peeing in a cup?
What?
Who's smoking grass from outside and pretending it's marijuana leaf cigarettes?
Well, someone just posted your number on Craigslist again. Please stop calling.
No way. Can you take a screenshot of it?
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, unless that's the... that's the May 18th, 2013. Never mind.
Okay, I'm trying to collect those. If anyone comes across our number, post it anywhere, take a screenshot of it and email it to PredestinRadio@gmail.com or Skype or, you know, whatever's good.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that last one was funny. I'm glad you found that one, D12.
Yeah. I keep an eye out every time.
It's hilarious. Eventually, if we hold on to this number for a while, there'll be a ton of them.
I got that Samsung TV up there, but I don't know.
Yeah, nobody's calling. I don't know what's up.
Oh, I'll hit up Hawaii. They'll be up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's 3 a.m. It's pretty late there, so...
Oh, 9:43 in Hawaii.
Damn,
what should we do? What should I post?
Some of the people need, like right now, meth or something. No, I'm just kidding.
You're in
shards on it.
Free gas?
I just like calling them shards. It sounds funny. Yeah, gas.
Giving away free gas. Gas can. Fill with gas.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Gas isn't cheap right now.
I wonder if it's probably even more expensive in Hawaii, right? Because, like, they don't have any refineries on any of those islands, I don't think. It's probably mad expensive.
They have the Maxwell refinery.
You guys can't say my name. Tundra, 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 Tundra. Tundra.
What's up, Tundra?
What's up, home dog? Tundra, my nigga?
What's it doing, cuz?
Who else we got here? Oh, my fucking shit keeps freezing. What's up with this chat?
Yeah, mine does too, like, for real.
I might be doing maintenance just late at night. Huh?
That's true.
Motherfuckers.
Well, it's 3 a.m. Can't blame them for doing it at 3 a.m.
The One, Tundra, Water, DZ Jackson. Oh, DZ's still here. What's up, DZ Jackson? Doing good, bro? Been listening for a while. Got some guests.
See if I can find some numbers.
The guests that are here should register. And if you're not, go subscribe on YouTube. YouTube.com/prankSessionRadio. All of our old stuff's there. So all our archives, all a lot of good pranks. So if you have, if you just started listening, you should go, you know, update yourself on the older stuff, and you'll get, you know, all the inside jokes.
Archives are on the site too.
Yeah, true that. So go listen to all that. You know, like last week's show was really good, and yesterday's show was fucking really good. And I updated the description, so if you scroll down underneath the chat, you'll see there's descriptions in there now for those, which is pretty cool. They play GTA. The hosts. You play Minecraft. Wait, what's going on in the chat? What are we talking about?
Okay, I got JB tickets up in Hawaii now.
Cool, The One. Thanks for subscribing, bro. It's what's up. Oh, cool. You put an ad up? Put an ad up? I think you put an ad up. I don't know. My bad.
You put JB tickets up. New post.
Oh, JB again. Cool. Okay. Those are popular, dude.
Yeah, everybody's on that. That's why I keep posting them.
Yeah, those are hella popular.
Yeah. So it'll probably be like 15 minutes before it's up. Isn't there like a delay or something on there?
Yeah, it's already late where I'm at. I guess we'll see how long. Well, it's Saturday. We'll be here for another little while.
Yes, motherfucker's going into space, too.
Who?
I love Justin space. Bieber.
He's going. They're sending him into space. It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, they got tours there now. It's $1 million to get up there.
He shouldn't be allowed to go that far. They should really just make him disappear. I don't like that kid.
Yeah, just leave his ass up there.
We got a call in. Here we go. Hello.
Hey, I'm wondering if the TV is still available.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk to my brother, Patton. He's here. Please hold.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling. I was wondering if the TV was still available.
Yeah, I got 12 of them here.
You have 12 TVs?
Yeah. Well, what happens when you own a store and went out of business, though?
Okay, would I be able to... You're giving them away? Is that...
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're like the ghetto Robin Hood.
Oh, you're like Robin Hood?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if it's okay, I'd love to take one.
Okay. They don't have any serial numbers on them anymore. Does that matter?
Are they stolen? Not that you would tell me, but I'm not.
What does Robin Hood do?
Okay, I'm gonna assume this is some kind of joke then.
It's not a joke. No, they're not stolen, my friend. Would you like one of the TVs?
Yeah, I would.
Can you? Hold on one second. Hey, what's the police station's number? Yeah. Okay. Can you meet us where we're at right now?
It depends where you're located.
Let me get this precinct's number. I mean, this place's number. One second. Here, I'm going to put you on with my friend. His name's Aaron, and he's going to give you the address. Here he is.
Yo, what's up, home dog?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Are you interested in this TV?
Yeah, you have several of them, or you just have one?
Yeah, we got a couple of them. I mean, we used to own the store, kind of went out of business, and, you know, the recession and the hard times and everything. So we're just giving them away. We're moving out of the country, and we're getting out of here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to take one.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Where are you located at?
I'm over the hill in Sherman Oaks.
All right, all right. Would you be interested in meeting tonight then, or what do you want to do?
Tomorrow during the day would probably be a little better.
Okay. Let me see here. You wouldn't happen to have any shards, would you?
Any what? I'm sorry?
Any shards.
Shards? No. No, I wouldn't.
Okay, okay. No worries, brother. Okay, what we're going to go ahead and do, I can meet up with you. What kind of car you drive?
I have an SUV.
Okay, okay. What kind?
It's a Hyundai.
All right, that's pretty nice. You got insurance and everything on that bitch?
Yeah, yes, I do. Why does that matter?
Just wondering, my brother.
Okay. All right, why don't I... I'll just give you a ring back tomorrow, then.
No. We can go ahead and meet up right
okay,
now.
Okay, no, okay.
Okay, okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm actually calling to see about a free set of tickets that you had available on Craigslist.
What, I'm sorry?
Tickets that you had available on Craigslist.
Oh, I think you're talking to the wrong person.
Is this 209-322-4777?
Yes.
Oh, well... Someone posted on Craigslist.
Hey, listen to me, cunt. Turn down that music in the background. I can barely hear you. If you want these tickets, you better cooperate.
I thought you said I had the wrong number.
Turn down the fucking music, then I'll talk to you. Maybe.
Have a good night.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Fucking cunt.
Fucking cunt. The other guy's still here.
Hey, you still here, brother?
Oh, there he went.
Well, good call. Hey, bro, you still there?
That was funny.
Alright, next one's you, Aaron. As soon as we get another one. Or let's go, I'm going to add one. Whatever's clever. If you get a call, be like, you can only have the TV if you're Mexican. That's funny. Yeah, we'll try that.
Alright, yeah, I'll do that, bro.
I want to do one of those calls where you just say yes the whole time. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Tell them they got to hold a TV and run across a highway. Or swim across the water if they're Mexican.
Shit, my computer's freezing, I think. You guys might lose me.
Yeah, it's storming here. Yeah, the next one that calls in, do the yeah.
Let me, what's going on here? Let me restart my Skype real quick. Or actually, no, fuck that. I already did restart it. So it can't be that. I think it's just, I think the something else was happening. Chat's like...
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I felt I thought I was like dropping out for a second. But.
Hey, submit some pranks, guys, if you got numbers and ideas.
I'm just paranoid. I think everyone's out to get me, you know? Or a racist reverend.
Listen, bro.
I listen, bro.
You listen here, bro. Like that shit Death Fox did yesterday. Or he just said yeah.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. That was funny as hell.
Are there any call-ins yet?
Waiting still. I'll try to request a prank in a sec.
Yeah, check that. Tundra said he submitted something.
Let's see. But yeah, no cops, don't submit any numbers like that. No law enforcement.
Yeah, we don't fuck around with that shit.
Tundra, I'm scared.
Cops aren't going to do anything.
Okay, we got one. Her name is Caitlin.
Oh, I got a email from somebody who wants a TV if you want to take it.
Yeah, for sure.
Could you format that for me, and what? Or D12?
Yeah. Hang on.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
Here we go. Oh, wait. Wrong number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Man, why does he send me stuff like that and doesn't answer?
Okay, we'll do Tundra's request. Wait, whose request is this? Tundra. We got a request from Tundra. It says, you want to ask her why she resigned as a mod and that she won't be able to get it back. She is banned from Opticraft as today. Her in-game name is Winnie Doxy.
How old is she, too?
Yeah, she over 18. She better be over 18. I don't want to talk to any more kids to them.
Yeah, I gotta fucking listen to all these fucking kids here fucking screaming all fucking day.
Have Death Fox take that game thing. He's good at that.
Death Fox, want this one? Oh, wait, we got a call in. Here's security.
Hello?
I'm calling you about your ad on Craigslist for the TV.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm sorry, say again?
Yeah, what's up?
You still have it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? And you're giving it away?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're in Hollywood?
Yep.
Would you hold it for me? I can be there in like a half hour.
Oh, you want to meet up half hour?
You want to meet or you want me to come to where it's at?
I want to come pick it up. I mean, that's what I mean.
Get up.
Yeah. Where are you at right now?
So I just. I'm in Wilmington.
Okay. What kind of car are you driving?
I got a truck.
You got a big truck with the bed and everything?
Yeah, a full size truck.
Nice. You got insurance on that bitch? I don't want anything to happen with that.
Why would something happen to it?
Just no worries. Just making sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got insurance.
All right, cool. Old wise Mark ass nigga. Okay, let me
ask him what kind of radio we got up in there.
Yeah, what kind of stereo?
What?
What kind of stereo you got up in that truck?
Why?
I'm just wondering, dog. Let's see if you got some tunes you'd be jamming out on the way over here.
Oh, dude, that was fucking hysterical. I was cracking the fuck up.
Oh my god,
that was funny as hell. He was like, "Wow, what's something happened to him?" It's funny. Let's see, what were we about to do before that call came up?
Call some Tundra person.
Oh, request. That's right. That's right.
Wait, so no cussing on there? What?
Death Fox, you want this one? I don't know if he's there. Death Fox?
Did what? He pass the fuck
it's
out?
It's because you tell me to mute and I forget I mute.
You want to do this gaming one?
Gaming of Thrones? Sure.
Here, let me give you... Yeah, he made the description. Made the number.
You were bad, other fucking cunt, bitch, nigger.
Yo, Dozer. Yeah. That dude we just talked to just flashed my ad.
Oh, did he?
So I can't say that.
That sucks.
Look at that guy saying, fuck! Listen, yes, is this blah 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 cunt nigger bitch cunt cunt? You are bad nigger bitch cunt cunt bitch.
Alright, did you read that a little bit?
Yes.
Alright, here
it
we
says,
go.
It says, please cuss. Okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah, okay.
I gotta cuss. Don't give it to me if I can't cuss.
It's all yours, man.
Okay, why can't I cuss? This is America.
You can.
Okay.
I'm just shaking.
He's shaking in real life about a call? What the fuck? Am I allowed to cuss, yes or no? Press 1 in the chat if you want me to cuss too, if no. Oh, it's her sitting. I got a lot of room. I want to ask her on a date.
Hi, this is Caitlin. Please leave a message and I'll call you back.
She sounds like she's 12.
She does sound like she's 12. 10. That's funny. I'm shaking. It's okay. Don't shake. It's fine. It's cool. It's all good.
She ain't no 19.
If she's 19, then she's ripe for the flower. Show a picture in the chat. Prove it with nudes.
You guys talk for a second. I'll be right back.
Go snap pictures of her sleeping.
Yeah, screenshot of your line.
Yeah, go take pictures of her. Sleeping. Yeah, just lift up the covers and start snapping pictures of her. Bitch, wake up! The fucking time! It's not creepy if it's in the family. Ain't that the new rule they made?
Hello.
I highly doubt she's 19. Oh, that's your brother? Or his brother?
Yeah, that's why I was cracking on her.
Oh, okay.
No respect.
He's got that nudies of her. I'm just kidding.
That one time when we were kids? No. That's why he was shaking. Don't want that love affair anymore.
Does she have big breasts?
That's funny as fuck.
Let's call her back. Be like, yeah, your brother said to prank call you this time. And we're just messing. We don't betray confidences unless you ask us to.
Yeah, we're just fucking with you.
Or are we?
Yeah, or are we? Screenshots, or we won't say you put us up to it.
Tits or GTFO?
Yeah,
tits or GTFO. That is
tits
for sure.
And ass, bro.
Yo, is it raining where you're at? If it's raining, press 1.
If it's not raining,
press 2.
It never rains in my state.
If it's raining, press 6. If it's not, press 9.
In my mind, Aaron Burr lives in the same universe as Breaking Bad. I don't know why. I just feel like... I know like you live in the Southwest somewhere. And I don't know. Yeah. The whole area just reminds me of Breaking Bad. Tundra. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Fucking this chat keeps like freezing on me.
It don't me.
My cat came to say hi. Hi, Spot. I wonder if we got any call-ins while I was gone. I don't think... No, we didn't.
So, like, the last guy flagged that shit?
Yeah. You got a fucking asshole.
I'm waiting call, for I got that call, I'm an asshole.
Yeah, do it. I'm waiting for my Hawaii thing to go on.
Call him back, I'll call him an asshole.
Yeah, call him a cunt.
Fucking cunt asshole.
I don't know what 1-2 means, but... No, the No Cat Show featuring No Cat.
Okay. Can you hear him in the background?
Yeah. You gotta hit him when they do that.
Is that a male or a female cat?
Male.
It's probably pissing everywhere. It's spraying. Those are electronic style.
No, he's civilized.
Dude, their piss, if it gets anywhere, man, that shit's hard to clean.
Yeah, you cat piss fucking stinks.
You had to spade it, then, if it's, you can't claim it's civilized, because...
Of course it's fucking spade, dude.
He's not civilized, you just cut him. He just...
Who cares? You guys have to do this forever. We will. We'll do it forever. This is only the first, what is this? I started Prank Session Radio last year, like last summer. So yeah, this is like the first year, officially. And we came a long way in a year.
Expanded quite a bit.
Yeah, a lot. So, you guys, it's up to the viewers now. It's up to the fans. You guys have to go spread the word. About this awesome show that you guys know of, that you like. You need to go tell your friends. And maybe we should do a drawing soon. Send out, like, stickers or something. It'd be pretty cool.
I don't respect no children.
Oh man, there's this fucking bratty kids on the fucking road. They got this stupid fucking the fuck is that thing you jump on? Trampoline? Fucking motherfuckers out there early fucking screaming all fucking day, dude.
Oh, that's annoying, bro.
Don't you just wanna shoot the fuckers.
Get a utility knife and go into there and just like run one little line across of it. Dude. And when they're jumping, they'll fall through.
I had some friends that went one night and sabotaged somebody's trampoline that we know, and they put shit on his back door.
And it's not like little screams either. It's like constant fucking screaming, man. Fucking like waking me up when I'm trying to sleep.
That's annoying.
Go right now and utility sabotage it with a knife. If you'll do it on the under part of it, you won't be able to sit until they're jumping too much. No, we don't do flaming dog shit pranks because we're not forward. No. Prank calling civilized adult humor.
Did you see that trampoline fail? That fat girl bust through the fucking trampoline? Just reminded me of trampoline.
There.
Do we call commercial businesses?
The first comment on that video.
I mean, we'll call them if they're open.
The first comment on that video, I'm surprised she didn't go all the way through the ground right to the earth core. She must be that heavy.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm surprised she made it that many jumps for it. When?
How'd she get out?
They left her fucking ass in there.
She's there to this day.
Probably ain't even her fucking trampoline.
She was only 7 when that was. Did you see her?
Oh, half, my God.
Half her pants and shirt came off when she was. I'm fat, but I know the limits of my fat.
Dude, that's the highest her fucking belly.
I bet it hurt.
Probably, dude.
Oh, man, I don't know why that's funny, but the fucking video gets me every time.
The and second fucking comment says she said she'll never have sex. No, she'll have sex and she'll have babies. Guys don't care about a fat girl. She probably has like 6 black kids right now. Honestly, do we want to be honest?
Oh man.
Did you see the other guy's comment?
never seen a trampoline break. I never thought it was possible. Boy, was I wrong. Oh, man.
Look at this video. I just had another one. This one don't break, but it goes directly to the ground. And you can't jump. Look at it.
Oh, dude, that kid's fucking huge.
Oh my god,
I'm bigger than that kid.
Oh, cool. You can watch him in the thing. See, that's why I love Bark Chat, dude. You can put GIFs, pictures, videos. It's fucking awesome.
I'm bigger than that kid, but seriously, look.
Is that a fucking kid?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. It's up on my thing now. Damn, dude, he's about to fucking bust that trampoline, bro.
What's that to the right of him, a girl or a guy?
Dude, look at the fucking bed of that trampoline he put.
I know, dude. It's touching the ground. Not even bouncing.
Look at the far right. They had to bend that shit for him to get the fuck up in there.
Oh, shit. You're right. Yeah, it's bent down. That's funny. I didn't even notice that.
Would you be laughing watching it?
Fuck yeah.
We're going to try to do it back.
Let me do it back. That's good exercise.
Oh, man.
He did a backflip, sort of. Make it around. What is that guy to the right? Is he wearing a hippie headband? Look at the kid to the right. Is this the 80s and we're not aware of it? He's like in a trailer park feel, too.
Dude, he broke the trampoline. Do you see that?
Where?
At like 2:15.
His back looks like it's hurt.
Oh man,
he looks like that kid off Goonies. Don't he? And they gave him a high five for breaking it. Look at his ankle.
He's like, dude, did I do that whole bend there? You fucking fat ass, that's how you got the fuck in there.
Look at it. He broke his ankle, dude.
Did he really?
Yeah, keep going to like 240 plus. He's crying.
I don't mean to laugh at him that he's fat, but that's fucking funny.
I'm looking at one called Fat Guy Jumping Onto Ice. No.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized? I don't have an audio or mixer thing on. Audio repeater.
This guy don't even got pants on. You saw this one before, Enigma? I saw it before.
Post it up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
You can't get out of the ice. They throw a rope in after a fire hose. Why would he jump in? He knew it was going to break.
Yeah. Beat swale! Beat swale!
Who said that?
That's what I'm thinking. Fucking beach.
The comments. Ice never stood a chance.
Dude, that guy with the ropes like struggling to pull his ass in.
That's a fire hose, ain't it?
I don't know.
It looks like one of those. I don't know. That's dangerous, though, if you really think about it.
He's a dumbass for jumping in there. That yo-yo pill one's funny. Did you ever see the, I won't paste it in open chat. Here, I'll show you this. This one's funny.
I'm watching this video of this guy walking down the street picking up drug dealers' drugs. And he's like, is this your drug?
Got any more numbers?
I'm waiting for him to roll.
No, we're looking at videos from now on. It's the video show.
I posted it to Collins too. I posted it to a Skype chat.
My bad, I didn't mean to laugh the whole time there.
Yeah, you do. Oh, I saw that porn video. That's where it makes him cry.
Yeah.
A life coaching, dog first, good home. Let's see.
That's the kind of work you should get into.
What's that?
That kind of porn guy thing.
No, we were making fun of
request for it. Oh, no, no, that's all.
You ever see that seagulls on laxatives prank?
No.
These kids feel.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah.
What's in y'all posting little kid videos? Y'all see that little kid video they posted?
What?
Let's chat. It's a little kid tied to a bedpost. We're not pedos. We don't listen to that.
And it's kind of weird, man.
Wish we were getting some more call-ins. I want to talk to people. It's late. You have to really wake some people up right now.
Where do you want to call? I'll look up some shit.
Anywhere, man. Any if you can get, can you get like house numbers?
Buttscratcher said you should be getting calls soon.
Should we get a call? Oh, he posted an ad. Sweet. Yeah, I want to get like some house numbers. I mean, you know, we can do some wake-up calls. It'd be cool.
If possible. In the United States?
Yeah, yeah. Or UK. It doesn't matter.
Got a state at all, preferably?
Manchester.
Yeah. Yeah, Manchester.
Here, I'll put some numbers up.
You got Manchester?
All right. Manchester.
United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. Anywhere is good. We just need any numbers will work. Preferably home phone numbers.
It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Dozer.
You're happy Father's Day, Dozer.
Is this a joke?
Yeah, you're pregnant, aren't you? You're like that movie with Arnold. You're pregnant. Wasn't there a movie where he was pregnant?
The one about the action figure.
How do you format their number too?
Drag Dr. Phil in.
Is it a +11?
You have to Google it.
Motherfucker. +44.
Here, I'll put a bunch of numbers. Here you go.
Wait. Before you call that, I don't know for sure what that number goes to.
Here, these work. Call the ones I'm posting. They work.
Okay.
Alright, let's see. Okay. Whoa, what are those? Bars and stuff? I'm supposed to be
They're Irish bars in Ireland. I know they work. We've called them before late at night. They're from Dublin, you jackass.
don't know if they're open right now. Try another one. We'll try out Donahue's.
That's O'Donnell Hughes.
It's another one you posted.
So Donahue's.
Donahue's. Or something. Alright, here we go.
Here, these will work. Just ignore the bars and do these ones I'm posting right now.
Isn't it like 7 a.m. on a Sunday?
Here, these will be what I'm posting now. Will be everything new.
Alright, let's see. If we can get any home phone numbers, call those.
They said the music's gone.
Alright, we'll do the palm something.
Calling Bald Bridge Hotel. For reservations, please dial 1. For events and conferencing, please dial 2. For accounts.
Hello, the Bald Bridge Hotel. Kira speaking.
Hello. Hello, hello doll. Hello, doll. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Very well. Very well.
How can I help you?
Yes.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yes, of course, madam.
How can I help you in any way, sir?
I'm a royal, madam. I need a reservation, yes.
You need a reservation?
Yes.
Okay. Let me try to transfer you to reservations.
Yes.
At Bald Bridge Hotel, our dedicated conference center...
Fuck that. Try Dublin Motel. Someone else take this one. I don't really know what to say to these people.
You know, I do the thing.
D12 is Con of the Night. Here you go, everybody.
Oh, Con of the Night.
Hello, Dublin City Hotel. Rebecca speaking.
Hey, you don't get fucking wise to me, you fucking cunt.
Excuse me?
You fucking goddamn fucking cunt. Don't you fucking ever answer the fucking phone like that again.
Oh man, I was dying. Oh wait, we're gonna get Colin. Whose turn is it? I forget. Okay, I'll start it. Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your ad on Craigslist. I don't know if you still have the TV available.
Oh, yes.
Hi, do you have any time, like, by tomorrow or tonight that we could, like, pick it up by chance?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you have text messaging, or do I can get your address, or?
Yes.
Okay, that'd be great, then. Did you ever text me a number, then, or your address whenever I get out there?
No. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, I'm kind of confused.
Yes, yes, darn, yes.
Perfect. All right, I guess I will talk to you after you text me.
No. That's not the plan.
What's the plan?
Yes. Hello?
What do you mean?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
Oh, I said, what was your plan? I didn't get what you were saying.
Yeah, I can't really. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, I didn't understand what you were saying. I was gonna see if you could text me the address so I can see on navigate there.
Nigga, yes. NIGGA, yes, yes, yes. Ha. Hello? She's gone. I was just reading the chat to her. Alright, my cat wants out. One sec.
Here's a UK number.
me one mic. I'll be back in a minute, guys.
Okay.
Okay, my bad.
Selling one of my gaming accounts for $400. That's why I play free games. You do nothing, give me money.
Okay, what's this next one? This is Ace. This is A. Smith.
Yeah.
You want to start it off? Want to do the uh-huh thing?
Sure. Just say uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who are you? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, what's up? Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Miss Smith?
Hello.
Mrs. Smith? Oh,
hello? Uh-huh.
I wish I could call people back, dude. It's annoying.
Here's another one. I kind of lost it when she's like, who is this?
I know, that was funny. I started laughing, too. She sounds like a nice old light, eh? Ooh, it's thunder in here now. Scary.
Skirt?
You skirt up in her? I'm gonna ask this lady if she's skirt up in her.
Welcome to Sky Voicemail 1571.
Oh my god, no, I can't want that mouse. Ah, the cat. I have an idea for one of these too. Let me add this in.
I looked up Smith, so these are all Smiths.
Good shit, good shit. Always good. Good to know. Alright, here we go. Is it ringing?
I don't hear it ringing.
Hello? Hello? I don't know what's up with that one. That was weird. Which one was that? 2-7? Did I do 9-1? Yeah, I did 9-1. Alright, I need a few more. Forgot them.
Okay, you did 9-1. Here's the whole list.
Oh, damn. Alright, cool. Mrs. Smith, are you awake? We need to have a little chat. Why don't you come downstairs? She knit around and suck my dick, then. Mrs. Smith.
I wish I had a convincing accent.
Oh, dude, no one more did it. Oh, dude, anybody can learn. They think they're so proper with their accents. Hello, good morning, this is Mr. Smith.
Who's calling?
This is Ryan with the UK telephone service line service. We needed to call you and ask about the quality of the phone lines. We might have to do a repair in your area very soon here. It seems that the lines are getting quite rusty.
Who are you from?
We're from the UK telephone line service maintenance department.
I don't know you.
And we... Well, how's the quality of the phone, sir? Do you hear a static in the background or any beeps?
No, thank you very much. No.
Would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 5, sir? Oh, faggot.
Oh, what a fucking cunt.
Yeah. Alright, here we go with the next one. I know, what a jerk.
If a lady picks up and she's sleeping, she'd be like, yeah, it's time to wake up.
Okay.
bitches. Yeah. Which one was that? Was that 97?
297, yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, time to wake up, you bloody old cunt.
Hello?
I said it's time to wake up, you bloody old cunt.
Sorry, I can't understand you very well.
It is time to wake up, you bloody cunt.
It's time to wake up, I heard that.
Yeah, mate, yes it is, mate. You wanna get together, we're gonna have some tea or something, knit rows, some tea and sugar and all that, maybe some milk and cream, are you done with that, mate? That sound good to you, we can knit round real fast.
No, I'm sorry, mate, my hearing isn't very good and I can't understand you.
What I said is that you're a cunt.
No, sorry.
Do you wanna go on a hunt?
No.
Oh, get a new fucking battery, you old bat.
Thank you. Bye. Oh,
God bless. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
That was fucking funny, dude. She's not like,
We started off her day right.
She sounded pretty cool, man. I can't.
She didn't know what I was saying. She was just like smiling and nodding and saying, yeah. Alright, let's see what's the next one. Here we go.
Hot Tundra's all sad now.
Oh, dude, she didn't get mad, she laughed. Did you hear her hang up? She was like, alright, bye. Alright, here we go.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
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 Hi. Hello. I was just calling about the Justin Bieber tickets. Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry. The lines must be crossed.
What's that?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hi, how can I help you, sweetie?
Sorry, I just was on Craigslist and they said to call about the Justin Bieber tickets right now.
Wait, you want Justin Bieber tickets?
I'm so sorry if this is the wrong number. I should have.
No, that's weird. I don't know how you got this number. This is Justin's, this is tour manager. My name's Brian Dozier.
Okay.
Yeah, we're actually doing a drawing. We're giving out, free tickets. And I don't know how you got this number. It's really weird that you have my personal cell phone number. But yeah, I guess you're the one who won.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
So, but there's bad news, though. I don't know. Have you turned on the TV at all in the past half hour?
Because
Justin got shot. He's dead. So the concert's canceled.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. You can still have the tickets, but I think it's going to be like Black Eyed Peas or something instead. And they suck.
No one likes them. All right. Sorry to bother you.
You're not bothering me.
Okay.
Actually, hold on. We're just messing with you. D12 has the tickets. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am?
Yes?
Yes. You got tickets for the G-Unit concert?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 35.
You're 45 going to a G-Unit concert?
No, I'm 35.
You're 35?
Yes.
Ma'am, do you have something wrong?
And what?
Something wrong with your fucking hearing, you stupid little bit.
Sound like we got a... Gosh. Sorry, I was trying not to fucking laugh.
Oh, it's okay. That was funny.
I was going to ask you if she had something fucking wrong with her hearing, but you got it.
Even she was, like, confused. If the music's too loud, let me know. No, all these songs are different levels. Keep checking. I've called the UK number, and then one of those call-ins came in, so I just put them together.
Huh.
That's what happened.
She sounded like she had a fucked up nose, too.
Oh, wait, with the call-in lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Unless that was just leg static. I don't know. It was funny. It's like, oh, not one of these fuckers again.
Wait, I wish we were getting more callers. We keep getting them at, like, really inconvenient times.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another UK number we can do. Oh, I must have did this one. I won't add.
If I mute again when I'm talking,
Alright, word.
You got this one.
Check. Scratcher's got a request to prank.
Word.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
Very well, mate. Listen, I don't live too far from you anymore. I'm a neighbor of yours, and my cousin's coming into town, and he's actually a royal. And they're going to be here in about 30 minutes, and then they need me and you to go outside and close off the road.
Sorry, I think it's...
No, you're at 25 calling, Dave.
Yeah.
Meet me outside. We need to block off the road with barriers, because they're coming through. The royals are coming through. And they told me to call my most trusted neighbor, and they gave me your number.
Oh, I think you got the wrong number, mate.
No. The commission. Asshole.
God, what a fucking dick.
What cunt.
Fucking cunt dick.
Let's see requests. We got Muskratcher.
I'd have fucking got out there and blocked the road with you.
What's up? Yeah, dude, totally. Buttscratcher, I don't know how to format this number, though. That's the only thing. Maybe if one of these guys came in the chat. Jamie Oliver's 15 place.
I have no clue how...
If it's a business, it definitely won't be open. It's like 7 in the morning on Sunday.
Hang on, I'll check it.
All right.
It's an England number.
Isn't it just like plus 44, that bitch?
Yeah.
Alright, let's see. Alright, we'll try. Here we go.
Thank you for calling 15 London. To make a booking,
nope. They must not do a breakfast, Sunday breakfast. It's all good. Oh, we got a call in. Security, you can start this one.
Hello?
Yeah, somebody playing about the dog?
Yeah, what's up?
Now, how old is the dog?
He's not very old. He's like a year and a half old.
Oh, and why is it that you don't want him no more?
We just had some family issues, you know, with the dog, you know what I'm saying?
He's not aggressive, is he? Like, is he friendly with kids?
No, he's nice. He's a nice guy. We're just having problems in the family and everything, you know. My wife doesn't want any more dogs and stuff like that.
So he's an English bulldog or an American bulldog?
He's a 6 foot tall rat named Tiny.
Oh, okay. And where are you guys located at?
Yeah, we're like L.A. Where are you at?
We're in L.A.
Where are you at?
I'm in Los Angeles, not too far away from Dodger Stadium.
What are your cross streets?
Well, I'm on Figueroa.
I'm off Compton Boulevard.
Oh, you're on Compton Boulevard. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What is that, like City of Compton or South Central?
I'm at Compton and Santa Fe, if you know where that's at.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Yeah, so what do you want the dog for, you know?
Huh?
You want to come pick him up? We're right behind the Salvation Army. We can meet in the alley, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get out there.
Yeah, you want to meet up tonight? We can meet up in that alley. It's real nice and dark up in there. I can show you the little guy.
How about tomorrow?
I got to get him out of the house. You know what I mean, brother?
Yeah.
It's got to be tonight, no matter what. I mean, if you can come get him tonight, you know, it'll be perfect. You'll be doing me a favor. He doesn't like lights at night, so we got to get him in a dark area. That's all. You just need to bring all your cash and everything. What car are you driving, by the way?
I'm driving the Escalade.
Ah, you got insurance on that bitch?
Huh?
You got insurance on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of rims you got, dog?
I don't know. I just got regular rims.
Yeah. Tiny over here, he likes rims. He likes some nice rims.
Well, I'll see what I could do, because...
Yeah, I need you to come over here tonight, dog. Tiny doesn't like it. He needs a new home. We need it tonight, you know.
I think I could do, man. You know what I mean? I gotta wake up my partner and see what's up. See if he wants to roll with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah.
I need to call back.
I feel you, dog. I'm gonna have me and my Yeah, just come alone. I mean, that's the best, you know, just come alone, just pull up in the alley, turn your lights off, and I'll get little Tiny out, and you can meet him and play with him, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, bring your Escalade, too, and give me a call back, okay?
All right,
peace, nigga. Hello?
Hi, I was calling about the Justin Bieber tickets.
Yeah, what's up, girl?
Do you have them?
Yeah. You my first caller. You want them?
Yeah.
Yeah. What you wearing right now?
What?
What you wearing, girl?
Dude, that last call is fucking hilarious. I love that shit. I was cracking the fuck up. I don't know how you didn't laugh through that.
Oh, I was trying.
Some of that shit you said was like, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I just popped that girl off. I was like, what you wearing?
Yo, where's Fox at? Oh, he's still here. No, wait, no, he's not here.
He's here.
Is he here?
Here.
There he is. You want to do a call?
Huh?
You want to do a call? Word. You selling the account?
I did already.
Okay, good. Now you can pay for the website for the rest of our lives.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, we got a call. Here you go, Death Fox. Say hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about your dog. How old is he?
My dog? He's 107.
How old?
107. Huh?
107.
170.
Yeah. 107
dog years or? No, in platypus years.
Huh?
In platypus years.
5, 6 years?
In platypus years.
Oh. So he's about 5, 6 years or what?
You don't know platypus ages?
No, I don't. I know English.
You know English?
Yeah, I know regular English.
You don't know what a platypus is?
No, I don't.
It's a water-faring animal.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Yep.
Little douche.
Wow.
There he goes. That was funny. Fucking platypus ears. He was like, I speak English. Fucking faggot.
Fucking fruitcake.
Fruitcake, motherfucker.
Oh, Mark ass fruitcake, motherfucker. You want another batch of those UK ones?
Sure. There we go. Who's up? I guess I'll take the first one.
If someone calls in, just terminate the other call.
Okay. Yes. That'll be the standard. So we'll do. It's a good idea.
I'll be back.
Bye. Oh, we got a call in from. Hello.
Hello. Yes, I was calling about the ad.
Yes.
Do you still have the tickets?
Yes.
Okay. How? Where do you live?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. I can't really hear you.
You can't?
No.
Oh, sorry. Let me see.
What's going on? How about now?
You can hear me?
Can I hear you? Hello? This lady's playing games. Are you playing games on the phone? Are you the one who keeps calling me?
No, I'm the one that's trying to get the tickets.
Because you just called here. And
no, I did not. I did not.
Yeah, you just called me. You called here.
These are you little kids, I bet you.
You called here and you're playing games on the phone. I'm gonna. Oh, there she went. I got a call from an unknown number, but it wouldn't let me edit. Call that woman. There we go.
Got it?
Yep.
You're not calling that lady. That's a different number.
Yeah, we called this dude earlier. He didn't answer. I was just checking to see if he would.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
Oh, I thought you were calling that last lady back.
Yeah, hit that. Yeah, hit that lady back.
Which one?
The 2-5-8. Yeah.
All right. Let's see if it'll let me dial it.
Thank you.
Please leave your message for 253-228-8471.
Blah, 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 blah.
Whoops. She was kind of a bitch anyway. Well, damn, it's fucking late as a motherfucker here. I really gotta get going soon.
10 more minutes?
Yeah, definitely. Let's see what else we got. Got a bunch of Smiths here. I want to roll through these. These have a lot of potential. Oh, fuck. We got to call him.
And how do you maybe want fun to go? I'm not, like, I couldn't.
Hello?
Hi, I saw an ad on Craigslist for free Justin Bieber tickets.
Yeah.
Okay, did you give them away?
No.
Are you doing it? Can I get him? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, so can I come get him?
Yes.
Where are you?
Who am I talking to? I hear like 35 people screaming in the background.
Oh, okay. My name's Margaret.
What's up, Margaret?
What's up, dude?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Where are you?
Have you heard the news? I mean, it's been all over the news.
What?
I mean, you can come pick up the tickets, but I mean, have you heard the news about JB?
What's that?
Man, shit. There's a drive-by, and he's no longer with us.
Shut up!
Nah, I'm not playing with you, girl. I'm torn up right now. I'm about to shed a tear.
Okay, so do you really have Justin Bieber tickets?
Yeah, but I mean, do you still want them? I mean,
yeah, then, yeah. Where are you?
That wig is dead right now. So I mean, they'll probably like fill them in with the Black Eyed Peas or you know, some shit like that. But I mean. He had some poppers with him. He was running from the paparazzi, you know what I'm saying? Wrapped his car around a telephone pole. And then some gangsta niggas went up there and shot the bitch in the ass, you know what I'm saying?
So, okay. So,
I mean.
Can I come get him?
Yeah, you still want him?
You want to go to the Dead Bieber concert?
Yeah, it'll probably be a memorial service for him or something. I mean, they're probably still good. I mean, if you want them. Personally, I was never a JB fan, but I mean, you can come get them if you want to hit up the memorial service.
Okay, where are you?
Yeah, where are you at?
I'm in Greenwood.
I'm about 15 minutes from there. So, I mean, we can hit up a McDonald's and meet up or something, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
Where do you want to meet at?
Where's the closest McDonald's to you? I mean, I can just drive over there.
Okay. There's McDonald's in Northgate.
Oh, I know where that's at. Yeah, that's a good place. Yeah.
Right off the freeway? Do you want to meet there?
Yeah, that's a perfect location, you know, right off the freeway, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Right,
okay.
So, like 30 minutes?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so
what car
I'll see you then. What?
What car are you driving?
It'll be a silver Ford Taurus. What kind of car do you have?
Yeah, I'm up in my... in my Corvette right now, so.
Okay.
So I'll be round back in the McDonald's. So I'll be sitting in the car. I'll be back.
Okay.
When you drive up, I'll flash my lights, and you can come park right by me, and we can get our transaction going.
All right.
All right, baby. I'll see you in about 30 minutes, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Call me when you get here.
Oh, dude, no, dude, that was awesome.
That was funny as fuck. I hope she calls back, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
You had a roll tonight, bro.
Damn, man, you kept it together. Good shit.
I told her he's dead, and she's all like, well, I still want the tickets.
Oh, here we go again. Another call-in. Wait, is this the same number? I'm not sure.
Hello?
This is BT Scratcher, and I was calling about the Justin Bieber tickets.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Not much, man.
You enjoying the show?
Yeah, dude. It's pimp, dude.
Awesome, man. We aim to please. We love all of our fucking listeners.
Fucking, dude, this one's classic, dude. Last night was golden, man.
Last night was a fucking really good show. I think everybody can agree there. What do you say, Security and Enigma and Death Fox? You guys still there, Death Fox?
Yeah, definitely last night was a good
show. Why do you always ask if I'm here?
Because you're not saying anything. You're being emo. We got another call in.
I'm not being emo. I'm playing games. Whoa.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I just told you a post on Craigslist about the dog.
What?
He's talking about on Craigslist about the dogs.
Oh, hey, what's up, homie?
What is it?
What's up, homie?
Yes, I just told you a post about the dog.
Yeah, what about it, dog?
I want to take it.
You want to take it?
You can say your address. I can pick it up tomorrow in the morning.
No, we can't do that. Tonight only.
It's tonight?
Yeah, tonight only, or I'm going to chop it up and throw it in my fryer and eat it for breakfast.
Hello?
Hello? Yes. I'm calling in regards to the Justin Bieber tickets on Craigslist.
Yes.
Did you pick them up?
Yes.
Where are you located?
L.A.
Oh, wow. LA.
Where are you located?
Well, in Washington, so it would be difficult for us to pick it up.
Yes, no, actually, you've called freejbtickets.com, and there's a I can transfer you to a representative in your area that can link you up with free tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'll link you up to you said Washington, the state, Washington?
Yeah, the state, okay. I'm Washington.
I'll link you up with there. No,
you
just please hold. I'm going to transfer you right now. Please hold. It'll be a short pause. Please hold. I think a man named Patton is the representative there, but I'm not quite sure. It might be Aaron. But please hold.
You won't take it.
Hello?
Take it. Yeah, you called about the Justin Bieber tickets.
I did, yes. I'm sorry.
We'll get you in there to see Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is everybody attending going to be 40 plus?
What?
Yeah, is everybody going to be 40 years and older?
No.
They have to be to see Bieber.
There's going to be one who's 45 and one who's like 31. Is that all right?
Okay. No kids going to the Bieber.
I'm sorry?
No, Bieber. No, Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
No, Bieber.
Who's Bieber? I'm giving away free Bieber tickets. The 40 rounds lock singer?
Yeah, Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Babe?
We pronounce it Bieber. It's the same guy. It's just pronounced differently.
Okay, well, he's going to be at the Oyster Cult Bar. And we can get you in to get those Bieber tickets.
The Oyster Cult Bar? Where is that
located?
It's at, one second. I'll give you to Aaron, and he'll give you directions.
Hey, what's up, guys? You want to see the Justin Bieber concert?
Yeah.
All right, everybody's going to be of legal age, correct? Because this is going to be this will be a 21 year old or over bar. Yes. So, okay.
Yes. Of course.
Okay. So, here, let me look here at the address here. Let me get you the cross streets as soon as I get here. Let me see here. The bar is at 5th Avenue and James.
What state?
It's in Seattle.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, 5th Avenue and James. All right, so...
Okay, 3rd Avenue and James Street?
5th.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to need 4 tickets.
Okay, 4 tickets to Justin Bieber. Okay, let me go ahead and transfer you to our reservations department. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, dude? This is reservations.
Yes.
Hey, yes, your phone call got flagged. You requested 4 tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't push it, guy. We can give you, like, 2, maybe 3. Like, Baber's a very important man.
Okay. Well, there's the other person, I guess, the other person isn't going to go.
Okay, it's no problem. I'm just letting you guys know it's limited standing room only. Baber's like a
That's
god.
That's fine.
Okay. Now, what is your first initial, your first name? Just your first name, no other information.
William,
okay.
William.
I just wanted to make sure I know who I'm talking to. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you back to billing department. Please hold.
Billing. No.
Hello?
Yeah. You are aware okay, so the Bieber concert is clothing optional. It is at the gay club. Is that fine?
Okay.
Okay, and I'll give you back. Oh, here's Aaron.
Okay, hey, it's Aaron again. So, is there any other questions you might have about the concert?
No, not at all.
Like our billing director said, it is a clothing optional facility, meaning you can choose to wear clothes or maybe like a snuggie or something, or nothing at all. It's up to you. So, okay. Yeah. So, the facility is clothing optional, meaning you have to be 21 plus, and everybody has to be 21 plus in the party, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Three tickets.
Okay. Just one second. I got to tell you about the other rules of the facility. There is no butt fucking.
Okay.
That's pretty much the only rule. So you can do whatever you want. So let me go ahead and transfer you back to reservations for your 3 tickets, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Reservations?
Yes.
Hello, sir.
I was applying for 3 tickets.
Yes, this is William. Okay, William, I have you up my computer now. You requested 3 tickets for Bieber. This upcoming. Okay, very well. Okay, now I just want to. There's a waiver we need you to sign prior to going into the venue. We'll be out there, or we can give it to you when you pick up the tickets. Now, what the waiver is stating basically that you will be on camera the entire time we're filming a documentary, and you guys actually get to be the stars.
Okay, cool.
So we need to, like, awesome. You know, we need to follow you around.
Yeah, hey, if I'm going to become a star, I'll tell you what, that would be good.
Well, no, not don't get too excited. It's just a small time. It's a student documentary. We're going to need to follow you around from the Bieber concert, you know, for the next few weeks, probably about 3 weeks. We're going to need to follow you. Is that okay with you guys? Like, follow each one of you around with a camera crew for just a few weeks to get enough footage? You guys, go for something like that? It's like an MTV thing.
Is it going to cost me any money?
No. We just. It's kind of, you know, some people don't like a camera crew following them around. It's, you know, so some people will be like,
that's fine. Hey, as long as you guys start paying me for watching me, then that's cool.
I mean, how much money do you guys have?
I mean, no, it's not about how much money I have. I well, where do you, what, I'm where do you keep it? Model, okay?
Where do you keep all your money?
I'm modeling it. What?
Nothing. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you back to billing, and they're going to go ahead and get you the address to where you can go and actually pick up the tickets for you and your two other friends.
Okay, cool.
Okay, please hold.
Janitor, how can I help you?
Hey, I need 3 tickets.
Okay, which show would you like to see, sir?
The Justin Bieber.
Okay, you mean the Justin Bieber show? It'll be at Fifth Avenue. Okay. So
in Seattle?
Yes, sir. Okay, you need 3 tickets. You do know this is a clothing optional facility, meaning you can choose to wear clothes.
Yes. Or choose whatever you want or choose nothing. Yes, I know this.
Okay. We do have a limited time offer. You can go ahead and get a teapot.
No, I don't want to. I am not paying for nothing.
This guy's a fucking retard, bro. I can't believe he's been on this phone. I can't believe he's been on this long, dude. Oh my god.
Hey. Hey, guess what?
You fucking idiot.
Guess what?
You fucking blockhead.
Hey, guess what? I got you on satellite right now. Hey, guess what?
Fucking epic,
what?
Dude.
No. Hey, check this out. I got you all on satellite.
Oh, wow, dude.
I got you guys on. I got you guys on satellite.
Oh, wow. You look the guy I'm taking.
You're fucking
I'm a security guard.
Oh, my God. He's a security guard. You guys, he's a security guard. You hear that? He's a big, bad security guard. He's above the law.
Oh, no.
I know where you're at.
Him and his friends are tracing us. We got him within 6 blocks, Chief. Downtown Seattle. We're almost there. We almost got him, Chief.
I'm coming.
Cool, dude. We'll see
you. So where are we then, bro?
We're at the Baber concert.
You're in Seattle.
Baber is a god.
I know that. Your number's 209-322-4777.
Yes, sir.
And at that number, it's clothing optional.
Our Baber tickets are selling.
I got you by satellite, okay?
Oh, man. I'm terrified, dude.
Hey, are you gay? Are you gay?
We knew you were. That's why we said I was a gay person.
Hey. No, I knew you were.
This guy's trying to prove
something.
Munching
on carpet. Munching on carpet again?
I love eating pussy, dude. I'm not the gay one.
Yeah.
I know. You love the carpet.
You there, didn't I?
I know.
Yeah, your mom's a cunt.
I'm a lesbian, so there.
Hey, your mom's a cunt.
My mom's a what?
Your mom's a cunt.
You know who you're fucking with?
Who am I fucking with?
A guy with a satellite.
guy with satellite equipment?
They're stupid. Hey.
Oh, man, he hung up.
Hey, I just got a message from Craigslist that says I can't publish anything else with the word Bieber in it.
That was fucking epic, dude.
Bieber in there.
Dude, that last call was epic.
Call his ass back.
I can't call numbers back.
We got a satellite. A guy with a satellite.
What's the number, though?
You know who you mess with?
Guy with a satellite.
Which number was that? What did it end in?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so hard not to fucking laugh.
Was it that one?
That looks
correct. They're in the middle of that shit.
3649.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Butt scratcher. Yeah, you weren't. You can't really mute. Good job, bro.
Yeah, dude, I'm rolling on the fucking cell phone, dude.
Nice. All right, let's see if we can call this one back. No, it won't let me drag it in, man. It's fucked up, dude.
Save that shit.
I definitely will. I'll save it to the thing.
I'm gonna roll off the cell phone and get back on the stream, dude, because...
Most after. You're always welcome to call in, man, anytime you feel like it.
Yeah, I can look send that donation, too.
No, don't worry about that. Dude, this shit is fucking cherry, man.
For real, that donation was the fucking shit, bro. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, everybody listening, Butt Scratcher contributed like a huge sum of money to PSR.
$1,000.
Yeah, so shout out to him. He's the man. And he's a fucking great number collector. All right, I'm going to save this guy's number as Guy We.
Guy with Satellite.
Yeah, Guy with Satellite. There we go.
Tracking system.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
All right, you guys. Well, I think on that note,
yeah,
it's pretty fucking late where I'm at. I think we're about to end the show.
Yeah, it's 4 here.
Yeah.
But this, we've been on a, all of us, you guys. We've all this, these past two shows, last week's show. He's been a fucking lot of good calls.
That was funny. That was a really good show tonight.
Yeah, this was. It started off hilarious, too, with the Nazi reverence and make a really good podcast.
That was good shit, man.
But yep. So, y'all, I guess we will see you maybe during the day on Tuesday or Wednesday. And look for the podcast. It should be up in a few days. No, it'll be up tomorrow. I'll put it up tomorrow. And... what else is there? Go to the YouTube, like the videos, comment the videos, stick around in the chat. Sometimes we do this random stuff, and you know the people who are here tonight caught it. It's like it looks like a third of our usual audience was here.
Follow on Facebook and Twitter now for updates and shit.
YouTube. Yeah, that's where you get the instant updates at PSR Dozer and at PSR Radio. Follow us on there. Follow us. Yeah, you guys get it. We'll see you soon. Spread the word, too. Let your friends know. And free Boosie.
And free Boosie, yeah.
Keep him in jail forever.
All right, you guys. We'll see you soon.